Well, not many are quite sure how we're going to follow up last night's action here at Atrium Health Ballpark, but we're sure going to try as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Lynchburg Hillcats are getting ready to get underway here in game 4 of 6 on the week at Atrium Health Ballpark. Game 10 of 12 here at Atrium Health Ballpark in just the last 14 days. Hi, good friends. Welcome to today's broadcast. You're on MILB.TV and Bally Live. Pleasure to have you join us. I'm your host, as always, Dan Haloney. The lefty Noah Schultz gets the start tonight. A big 6'9", 220-pound lefty from Oswego, Illinois, the number 4 overall prospect in the White Sox organization. The first-round selection, 26th overall in 2022 by the Chicago White Sox. As he'll get the start tonight, leading it off will be the center fielder, Guy Lipscomb, for the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. The lefty Schultz will step in on the mound. All the way on the third base side of the rubber will come set. It'll work from the stretch tonight to get underway. 7:01 is your first pitch time. It's a fastball a bit low for ball one. 1-0 is your count. 7:01, your first pitch time. Noah Schultz on the bump. Lipscomb, Tyrese Turner, and Wilfredo Antunez do up as Schultz is 1-0 as a fastball on the inside corner. 1-1 is your count. The lefty, Noah Schultz, as mentioned, 6'9", 220 pounds. Pitched 2 innings last week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2 innings, 1 hit, 5 strikeouts for the lefty. As he'll come set, pitch on the way. This one is weakly grounded towards third. Willits will make the routine play, set his feet, and fire to first for the out. A 5-3 ground out for the first out. Guy Lipscomb is down. That'll set things up for Tyrese Turner, the second baseman. So Noah Schultz, again, he only faced 7 batters. Last week against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, he gave up a leadoff double, and then he sat down the next 6 in a row with 5 strikeouts and a ground down through 2 innings of work. So Noah Schultz on the mound, making quick work of his opponents, already doing that tonight. First pitch delivered to Tyrese Turner is hacked and missed at 94. 0-1 is your count. Tyrese Turner, the second baseman in the order for Lynchburg. Wilfredo Antunez, right fielder, awaiting on deck in this top of the first. 0-1 from Schultz. Bit upstairs on a fastball. Move to now an even count of 1-1. Mike Coyotto, first baseman in the cleanup spot. Jose Devers, shortstop, will bat fifth for Lynchburg tonight as Schultz will send 1-1. Lifted high and foul over everybody's head. Count will move now to 1-2 on Turner. Zach Fassia, DH, awaiting in the sixth spot in the lineup. Jose Pastrano, third baseman, bats seventh. Bubba Felia, the catcher, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Jordan Brown in left field. As Schultz has a 1-2 count on Turner, pitch on the way. This one's lifted high and foul. A good battle at the plate between Turner and the lefty Schultz. Ballers tonight in the blue tops, white pants, blue caps, red brim with Boomer, our beloved mustachioed mascot, on the front of the cap. Schultz comes set with a 1-2 count, one down. Turner stands in, pitch on the way. This one is as well lifted high and foul. A good battle between Schultz and Tyrese Turner. 1-2 is your count. Turner has been a bit of a pesky bat this week against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Has certainly found his way on base, and he's put together some nice at-bats, including a multitude of RBI. 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Got him with an off-speed pitch as Noah Schultz picks up his first punch out of the night. That's 2 up and 2 down for Lynchburg. 3-hole batter and Wilfredo Antunez due up. As we'll set the defense here for the Kannapolis Cannonballers on this wonderful Friday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. A picture-perfect night and a great crowd on hand. In the outfield, Loriano, Burke, and Logan. And Schultz will set. First pitch on the way. Antunez checks, swings on it, and goes around. 0-1 is your count. Left to right in the infield, Bryce Willits, Wilbur Sanchez, Javier Mora, and Tim Elko. Behind the dish is Jonaker Betancourt. For Wilfredo Antunez. Pitch on the way. This one's hacked and a missed for strike one. 1-1 is your count on Antunez. Schultz the lefty, a big 6'9 lefty, a fastball, a two-seam fastball, a changeup and a slider. There's a 1-1 on the way. Antunez pokes this one into left field. A can of corn for Joanna Villariano. Moves in towards the line and makes the grab for the out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Noah Schultz on the bump. He sees 3 batters and sits them all down. And will send things into the bottom of the first inning at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers and the Hillcats doing business for the 4th time this week. They'll send it to our first break of the night here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Mario Camilletti will lead things off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Bottom of the first inning against the righty, Yorman Gomez on the mound for Lynchburg. A 5'11", 167-pound 20-year-old from Coro, Venezuela, as the righty Gomez gets the start for the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. Again, the 5'11", righty will come set 1-3 on the year. As first pitch delivered, this one is outside to Mario Camilletti. A 1-0 count now on the Ballers' designated hitter. It'll be Camilletti, Burke, and Elko due up in this bottom of the first inning. Camilletti comes set as the righty's pitch is on the way in there for a called strike. Even now at 1-1 on Mario. Gomez 1-3 with a 5.30 ERA on the season. He last pitched back on the third against the Carolina Mudcats. Went four innings, seven hits, four runs, six of those total runs, four were earned, as that one is a bit low and inside to Camilletti. Move to a 2-1 count on Mario. Burke and Elko to follow in the order as Gomez and the Hillcats looking to pick up another victory on the week. This one's in there on the inside corner for a called strike. 2-2 on Camilletti. Home plate umpire Travis Brewer. On the mound is Yorman Gomez. Out in the base path tonight is Trey Ward. And your umpire crew, 2-2. Fouled off straight back by Camilletti. 2-2 remains your count. Camilletti, an 8th round pick in 2022 out of Central Michigan, is the lefty bat. Carolina League leader in walks. He has been exceptionally impressive in drawing free passes. 2-2 count. Gomez sets. Pitch on the way. Up and inside. Count will run full. Camilletti, the DH in tonight's order. He played his second base last night. He gets the night off from playing the field in the leadoff spot. 3-2 count. Gomez's pitch is fouled off. Count will stay full at 3-2. Yorman Gomez on the mound for Lynchburg. He's had a pretty consistent season at 5.30 on the ERA. As you look at what he's done over the last few starts, it's been pretty consistent. He's allowed some runs on the board for sure. 3-2, pitch on the way. This one's chopped back up the middle. Gomez can't get to it, but the infielder Endeavors makes the play for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out. Camilletti retired for the first out of the first inning. One out and nobody on for Jacob Burke. Jacob Burke, center fielder, steps in for his first at-bat of the night against Yorman Gomez. Gomez, an international free agent signee in 2019 by the Cleveland Guardians. A young arm with a lot of velo, but he's found ways to get through innings. First pitch to Burke is a curveball low. Move to a 1-0 count on Jacob Burke. Burke at the plate, the center fielder, Elko. First baseman awaits on deck. A 1-0 count, Burke sets. Gomez's pitch is in there for a strike at 1-1 now on the Ballers center fielder. Elko, first baseman on deck. Bryce Willits, the third baseman, will bat in the cleanup spot tonight. Shoniker Betancourt, catcher, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Joanna Bielariano, the left fielder. Gomez is 1-1. Burke Haxson misses 1-2 at 95 miles an hour from Yorman Gomez. Jacob Burke has reached base in every game this season for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. And now 21 games in a row. Certainly something to behold. It's the second longest on-base streak in Ballers history. Currently in the middle of it is Burke. 1-2 count, one down. Gomez is offering. Up and inside, and actually hits Burke in the hand, so he will take a free pass to first base, and it counts towards the on-base streak. Burke will reach base tonight on a hit-by-pitch, so he is on with one out. And Tim Elko due up. Elko will step in with one on and one out. Carolina League leader in just about everything on offense, as Elko has been a power bat with consistency on the season. Carolina League leader in home runs, RBI, slugging percentage, hits, doubles, extra base hits, and total bases. Pitch on the way to Elko is in there for a strike. Move it to a grand total of an 0-1 count. 7-8-9 in the order for Kannapolis tonight. Javier Mora, second baseman. Drake Logan, right fielder. Wilbur Sanchez at short. Batting ninth. Elko lifts the 0-1 into right. Backtracking is on Tunez, who make the grab for the out. Fly out into right. Two down now in the frame. Burke still at first base, and Bryce Willits due up. Well, it's the third baseman will step in for the first time tonight. Defensive setup tonight for Lynchburg. Brown, Lipscomb, and Antunez left to right in the outfield. Infield to go Pastrano, Devers, Turner, and Collado. Behind the dish is Bubba Felia for the righty Yorman Gomez. Bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. Runner going on the first pitch to Willits. It's on the inside corner for a strike. Throw in a second. Throw gets wild, and Burke's going to take off for third. Throw gets loose into left, and it'll be a stolen base for certain for Jacob Burke, and he will reach third base on the throw as well. So a stolen base and then an E2 more than likely. As we'll await the scoring decision, more than likely an E2. So runner on third is Burke. Willits has a chance to poke the runner free from third base, just 90 feet away, 0-1. Just a bit upstairs. 1-1 your count now on Willits. Good crowd on hand tonight for a beautiful Friday evening at Atrium Health Ballpark. A good crowd to check out a really good matchup between two teams in the Carolina League. 1-1 from Gomez. Willits will bloop this one into right. That's going to drop and be a base knock for Willits. And it's another RBI for the lefty bat. His 23rd on the year. Burke will score, and the Ballers take a 1-0 lead in this bottom of the first inning. It's a bloop base knock for Bryce Willits with an RBI attached to it. It'll be one on and two down for Jeanneker Betancourt. So Betancourt will get a turn at the plate here in this first inning. The Ballers take an early 1-0 lead. An RBI base knock from Bryce Willits. Gomez will come set on the mound. Pitch delivered to Betancourt. It is upstairs. A 1-0 count now on the Ballers catcher. Gomez has allowed runs in all of his starts thus far on the season. There's only been one outing where he wasn't allowing an earned run. 1-0 on the way. Betancourt lifts an eye and foul. Count even at 1-1. Again, he's allowed runs in every single one of his outings. He's only allowed, not allowed runs in one of his outings as far as the earned runs go. Definitely struggles with the walks. Allows a few of those a night. Has a 1-1 count. Check on the runner down in time. Bottom of the first, Ballers on top, 1-0 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Game 4 of 6. Gomez on the bump, will come set, glove of the belly, 1-1. Low and outside. Count will move to 2-1 on Betancourt. Two-one count, two down in this bottom of the first inning. As Betancourt will come set, pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul. Gomez with the fastball, and that one's just a little bit up and away. 2-2 here, count on Betancourt. Joannabelle Laureano awaiting on deck at this bottom of the first inning. Again, a good crowd on hand here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Gomez will set, 2-2 count. Willits at first. Pitch on the way. Fouled off. 2-2 your count, bottom of the first inning. Ballers, as mentioned, in the blue tops tonight with the white pants. Lynchburg going with the neon green tops tonight with the gray pants and the all-gray caps. The Lynchburg L on the front. The bottom of the L looks like a footprint from a Hillcat. 2-2. Fouled off again by Betancourt. Count remains 2-2. On the bump is Yorman Gomez. He's already at 24 pitches thus far on the night. Willits at first base. 2-2 count again for Betancourt. Just a bit low. Count will run full. Laureano waiting very patiently on deck as the ballers have certainly worked some at-bats deep into this ball game. Only in the first inning, and Gomez already sitting a 3-2 count on Betancourt. His fifth batter face. Runner going on the 3-2. Outside for ball four, and Betancourt will take a free pass. It's the first walk of the night for Yorman Gomez. The second will go Bryce Willits. That's two on and two out, and Joannabelle Laureano will step in. Laureano will step in with two on and two out in this bottom of the first inning. Ballers on top, 1-0. Yorman Gomez on the mound. Pitch on the way. Pitch in there to Laureano is a strike, a 0-1 count. Bottom of the first, ballers with a 1-0 lead. A busy night in the Carolina League. Of course, keeping an eye on the standings as the ballers 3.5 back of first place. As Laureano chops the 0-1 through into right for a base knock. Rounding third and at home is Bryce Willits. Might be a play at the plate. Throw comes in from Ryan. Play at the plate. He's safe. Bryce Willits scores. And it's 2-0 ballers on an RBI base knock from Joannabelle Laureano. And it's now 2-0 good guys in this bottom of the first inning. Scoring is Willits. Betancourt gets to second. It's an RBI single for Joannabelle Laureano. Make it 2-0 ballers on two hits. Javier Mora will now step in. Javier Mora still searching for his first base hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. What a time it would be to pick it up. And a sacrifice fly back on Wednesday. And his first game of the series was 0-4 with that RBI. He swings the first pitch he sees and misses. 0-1 is your count. And the Ballers looking for another win. This would make it 5 of their last 6 with a victory tonight. In a very tight race for the Carolina League South Division. A 0-1 count pitch delivered. This one's chopped towards third and it'll land foul. Count stays put at 0-2. Ballers under the leadership of Pat Leland, the third base coach and manager for your Kannapolis Cannonballers. At first base is Mike Daniel, White Sox base running coordinator. 0-2 count. Gomez will set, pitch on the way. Up 0-2 is up and inside. A 1-2 count now on Javier Mora. Gomez had 29 pitches thus far in the night. 30. This will be number 31 on the 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul tip from Mora. Mora, the seventh batter of the frame. A 1-2 count. Two down. In this bottom of the first. Again, got things underway at 7:01. Drake Logan awaiting on deck, the right fielder. 1-2 count, two down. Here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count him with a fastball upstairs. Yormán Gómez picks up his first punch out of the night. That'll be three down in the frame. Button damage done. The Ballers pick up two RBI base knocks from Joinville Laureano and Bryce Willits. And they're on top 2-0 after the first inning. To the second we go, Noah Schultz returns when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Mike Collado, Jose Devers, and Zach Fascia do up in this top of the second inning against Noah Schultz, the lefty on the bump. Gets his second inning of work under his belt here with the first pitch of his second inning to Mike Collado. It is inside, just a 1-0 count now on the switch hitting first baseman Collado. Noah Schultz has looked sharp. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the first inning, a ground out, a strikeout, and a flyout against the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll see what he can do against Collado. 1-0 on the way. This one is inside on a fastball. Move to now a 2-0 count on Collado. Lynchburg's leader in RBI is Collado, 32 on the season. As the lefty comes set on the mound, 2-0 pitch. This one's chopped toward third. It'll land foul at 92 miles an hour from Schultz. 2-1 is your count. Schultz, the lefty, 6'9". As mentioned, that big stride certainly plays a factor. The arm slot is also what causes trouble. He has found ways to trick batters. 2-1 lifted high and foul. Count will move to 2-2 on Mike Collado. Jose Devers awaiting on deck. As the Ballers last night with a 7-3 win, they out to hit Lynchburg 19-9. 19 hits, 16 of them were singles. 2-2 count, Schultz will set, pitch on the way. Curveball is poked foul. This one might land in the seats. It will indeed as it lands in the seating bowl, and it'll be a souvenir. 2-2 your count. Nobody out in the frame as Mike Collado will get another turn against Noah Schultz. Schultz not on a super long leash. Probably won't go much longer than another inning or so as it looks like Mason Adams, the righty, getting loose down the line for the Ballers. Schultz still coming back from a flexor strain from earlier this year. The lefty, certainly a prized prospect in the White Sox system. Don't want to use him too much. A 2-2 count. Pitch to Collado. Swinging a foul tip. Almost holding on to it was Bettencourt. Count will stay at 2-2 on Collado. Two count, nobody out, top of the second. Schultz will set, deep breath, here's the pitch. Curveball just a bit outside. Trying to sneak a slider in the outside corner. Count will run full. Schultz has some family here. They traveled in from Oklahoma City. His sister Emily was playing in the College World Series. 3-2. This one's grounded in the infield towards third base. Willits will make the play. On to first he goes for the out. A 5-3 ground out. Mike Coyotto is the first out. Four batters faced and all four have been retired for Noah Schultz. His fifth batter of the night will be Jose Devers, the shortstop for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Schultz and certainly an athletic family. His sister Emily just finished her softball career over at Stanford. And then his other sister, Ashley, also plays softball at Northwestern. Pitch on the way to Devers is up and away at 94. A 1-0 count on Jose Devers, a shortstop. Schultz seems to be working with the four-seam tonight. A 1-0 count pitch on the way. This one's on the inside corner for a called strike to Devers, 1-1. On the switch hitter, Jose Devers. He's got 20 stolen bases. At the plate does Devers, a shortstop. Fossey and the DH awaiting on deck. A 1-1 count pitch from Schultz. Up and away, 2-1 on the shortstop, Devers. Again, four batters faced, all four retired with just the one strikeout for Noah Schultz. He has looked sharp tonight. 2-1, here's the pitch. This one's chopped towards short. Easy play for Sanchez, who'll set his feet. And across to first he goes for the out of 6-3 ground down. Everything's been on the ground for the bats of the Lynchburg Hillcats tonight. Five batters to the plate, three ground outs for Noah Schultz on the mound. It'll be two down and nobody on for Zach Fossey of the DH. So Schultz will stand in with an opportunity here to sit down another 1-2-3 inning for the Hillcats. First pitch is low, but it's a 1-0 count on Fossey at the DH. Had the night off last night, back in the order for Jordan Smith and the Lynchburg Hillcats. 1-0 pitch on the way. Curveball is upstairs, now 2-0. Schultz trying to get the slider working in the upper part of the zone. Schultz working exclusively from the stretch tonight, 2-0 count. Lefty's offering is right down Broadway for a called strike, 2-1. As Mason Adams will be the arm to face Lynchburg more than likely next tonight. 2-1 on the way from Schultz as Fossey skies this one in foul ground. Willits, a third baseman after it. He's going to run out of room. It'll land in the seating bowl. Count moves to 2-2 on Fossey. Schultz is at 28 pitches on the night. There is a righty warming down the line. It's Ethan Hammerberg. Should Schultz reach above his pitch count tonight, which should be around 35. Awaiting on deck is the third baseman, Jose Pastrano. A 2-2 count, two outs. Schultz's pitch. This one's towered into right center field. Might be a tough ball to get to. Jacob Burke on his horse will make the grab on the run in the gap for the out. It'll be a 1-2-3 inning again for Noah Schultz on the bump. He's sat down six in a row on his ninth. It's a fly out into center for the batter in Zach Fossey. And Schultz has sat down all but one batter he's faced in his professional career. Have another good night, young man, as Obama II headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Thank you. Drake Logan, Wilbur Sanchez, Mario Camilletti do up in the frame as the Ballers and the Lynchburg Hillcats getting game 4 of 6 underway in this bottom of the second. Drake Logan will start his at-bat with an 0-1 count, but he will line this one into left field and make up for it as he's got a leadoff single. Drake Logan has been seeing the ball well. He's now got 3 hits in his last game plus 2 innings. He had 2 hits last night. He has a single to lead off the frame. Wilbur Sanchez do up with one on and nobody out. So Drake Logan got called for a pitch clock violation in this bottom of the second inning to start his at-bat off. But he said, never mind, I got it, and lined the ball into left field for a base knock. Wilbur Sanchez will step in, one on and nobody out. Yormán Gómez will set, pitch on the way. Just a bit outside, a 1-0 count on Wilbur Sanchez. Ballers up 2-0 in this bottom of the second inning. Lynchburg runs into some trouble in the form of Noah Schultz. He sits down 6 in a row. On the bump does the lefty. Checking the runner at first is not in time. 1-0 count still on Sanchez as Gomez checked on the runner. Camilletti top of the order waiting on deck. Bottom of the second, Ballers on top 2-0. Trying to find ways to get some more offense. Logan dancing at first. 1-0 to Sanchez. Check swing. Doesn't matter. He went around on it. A called strike. To a 1-1 count, the at-bat goes. As Mason Adams continuing to get loose down the line for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. A 1-1 count. Sanchez will set. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike. Now 1-2 on Wilbur. Wilbur had an RBI triple last night that scored 3 runs in last night's big inning in the second. Ballers put up 5 runs on 7 hits in the second inning alone against the Lynchburg Hillcats lefty and Parker Messick. Sanchez will set Logan at first. Pitch on the way. This one's lined into right field. That's going to drop and be a base knock and make it now 4 hits on the night for Kannapolis. As to second goes Drake Logan, to first goes Wilbur Sanchez, make it now 4 hits for Kannapolis through the first time through the order. And now top of the order, Mario Camilletti do up. Mario Camilletti will step in with 2 on and nobody out in the frame. The Ballers on top 2-0. They're out hitting Lynchburg 4-1. And it's not above 1, we'll say that. Camilletti will step in with 2 on and nobody out. Yormán Gómez on the mound. Pitch on the way. As Camilletti will take it up and inside, a 1-0 count on Mario. Drake Logan at second. Wilbur Sanchez is at first. Back-to-back singles to lead off the second for the Ballers. Gomez with a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Outside, a 2-0 count. Wilbur Sanchez over at the first base bag. Doing a little bit of a salsa dance over there. Trying to keep Yormán Gómez justified on the bump. Make sure he doesn't get too wild with it. 2-0 count, nobody out. Gomez is offering. Swing and a miss. Camilletti goes chasing, 2-1. Jacob Burke waiting on deck. Bottom of the second, a 2-1 count on Mario Camilletti. Ballers on top, 2-0. What's been a really good game. Kind of a continuation of last night for Kannapolis. 2-1 from Gomez. This one's fouled off by Camilletti. It'll end up back in the seating pole, 2-2 on the Ballers' DH. Jacob Burke, center fielder, is awaiting on deck. Bottom of the second, Yormán Gómez at now a 5.63 ERA. His last start, as mentioned, against Carolina. 4 innings, 7 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, 3 punchouts, and 2 walks. 2-2. Camilletti fouls it off over my head. Keep it at 2-2. We'll do it again. Two-two count remains. Jacob Burke awaiting. The Ballers putting together a nice little bit of offense here against Lynchburg. And second is Logan. At first is Sanchez. Gomez will set 2-2. This one is fouled off again over the press box. Count will remain 2-2, and we'll do it again. Camilletti, the average up to now 241. Carolina League leader in walks. Had a decent night at the plate last night. 2-for-4 with an RBI and a walk. The Ballers, again, 19 hits last night. Everyone got in on the party. 2-2. Outside. Count will run now full. Everyone got in on the party. 6 of the 9 Ballers in the lineup had a multi-hit game. But nobody went without a hit against Lynchburg in a very busy night at the plate. Full count, nobody outs. Camilletti sets, pitch on the way. This one's lined into left field. That'll drop foul just down the line. A foul ball for Camilletti. He roped that one down into the Wayne Brothers picnic area. Count remains 3-2 on the leadoff batter, Camilletti. His first at-bat grounded out to the shortstop in Devers. Devers playing short tonight instead of Angel Hanau, a top prospect for the Guardians, who has the night off tonight for the Hillcats. 3-2 count. Gomez's pitch. This one's poked foul again. We'll have a 10th pitch of the at-bat. Burke awaiting patiently on deck as Logan at second, Sanchez at first. 3-2 count, bottom of the second, Ballers on top, 2-0. Gomez's pitch, swing and a miss, got him with a fastball right down the middle, and Camilletti is down on strikes as the second punch out of the night for Yormod Gomez. So one down and Jacob Burke due up. Burke steps in for his second at-bat of the night. Was hit by a pitch his first time up. Ended up scoring a run on a Bryce Willits RBI single. As Gomez, a 2-on, 1-down pitch to Burke, is in there for a strike to a 0-1 count. It goes. Elko, the first baseman, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the second. As Wilbur Sanchez at first. And Drake Logan at second. 0-1 count. Gomez taking his time. Runners going on the pitch. Swing and a miss from Burke. Throwing a third on the stolen base attempt, and he's in there safely. A double steal successfully pulled off by Drake Logan and Wilbur Sanchez. So now two runners in scoring position. Burke now with an 0-2 count. As he went swinging and missing. 0-2 count, one down, bottom of the second. Infield to be forced to play in. 0-2 count. Gomez will set. Pitch on the way. Burke will take as this one's well outside, and flailing for it is Felia. 0-2 count remains and moves to 1-2. Tim Elko waiting patiently on deck. Bottom of the second inning. A 1-2 count, one down. Yormod Gomez in his second inning of action. He'll deliver the 1-2 to Burke. Poke down the line and right foul. It'll hook and they land on the concourse. 1-2 remains the count on Jacob Burke. Ballers pull off the double steal. Logan with his third stolen base on the year. Sanchez is ninth. As a year ago, Sanchez was the team leader in stolen bags, but it hasn't been a big priority for the Ballers this year. 1-2 is outside, 2-2. Actually, look at the stats in the Carolina League. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead the entire league in stolen bases with over 145. Compare that with the Ballers, and they're last with 48 now on the year. 2-2 from Gomez. Burke will go chasing in a breaking ball low, and it's blocked and called strike three. Throw first will confirm the strikeout, a K2-3. Two down, Tim Elko due up. So Tim Elko will step in with two on and two out, bottom of the second inning, as the Ballers looking for some insurance runs on their lead in this second inning. Already off to a good start. Picking up where they left off last night. And a pretty big win last night, 7-3. Definitely a statement victory with how well they performed at the plate. Elko will check swing the first pitch he sees. He goes around on an 0-1 count. 2 singles to lead off the frame from Logan and Sanchez. And then a pair of strikeouts of Camaletti and Berg. 0-1, Gomez's pitch. Elko check swings on that one and is frustrated with himself. Count will move to 0-2. Elko batting 309, 11 homers, 42 RBI. Former Ole Miss Rebel, one of the leading bats in the Carolina League. He has been sensational on the season. Definitely tops in a lot of categories. As it's an 0-2 count, 2 outs. Bottom of the second, Yordan Gomez looking to get out of the frame unscathed. 0-2 to Elko, swing and a miss for strike 3. So after 2 singles, the ballers strike out 3 times in a row. Camaletti, Burke, and Elko. And it's 3 punchouts for Yordan Gomez. That concludes the second inning. To the third we go. The ballers will send Mason Adams to the bump. And we'll take things over from there as the ballers lead 2-0 over the Lynchburg Hillcats. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Bottom third of the order due up for the Lynchburg Hillcats against a new arm on the mound. It's Mason Adams as Jose Pastrano lifts the first pitch he sees into right. Just like that, one pitch, one out in this top of the third inning. It's a fly out into right for Jose Pastrano. One down and Bubba Filia now quickly due up. As Noah Schultz sits down all 6 batters he sees tonight in what has turned out to be a sensational evening for the lefty. He goes 2 innings, no hits, no runs, no walks, and 2 punch and 1 punch out, excuse me. Of Tyrese Turner in that first inning as Adams' first pitch to Filia is outside. It'll be a 1-0 count. Schultz has now sat down all but one batter he's faced in his professional career thus far. He has looked sharp on the mound for Kannapolis as Adams will send. Pitch delivered on the 1-0 is fouled off to Filia. Moved to now a 1-1 count. Our good buddy, though, in Mason Adams takes over, and he's going to eat some innings tonight. 6 foot, 200-pound, 23-year-old, a 13th-round pick in 2022 out of Okeechobee, Florida, is our buddy in Mason Adams, a former Jacksonville Dolphin. He led Jacksonville in 2022. He had 90 innings pitched, 108 strikeouts for the Rhino. He actually earned a save back on May the 12th against Fayetteville. But he works here in search of another victory as the pitch to Filia is low, a 2-1 count. Mason Adams last appearing in relief of Schultz. 5 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, no walks, and 5 punchouts against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers a week ago. Filia gets the pitch on the 2-1. It's fouled off straight back. Moved to now 2-2 on the catcher for Lynchburg, Bubba Filia. Mason Adams on the season 1-2 with a 2.93 ERA. 30 and two-thirds innings, 30 hits, 36 strikeouts. He's allowed just 8 walks as Filia will bloop this one into left center. It'll drop and be a base knock for the Hillcats. Their first base runner of the night is a bloop single from the catcher, Filia. It'll be one on and one down for Jordan Brown, the nine-hole man. Nine-hole batter in Jordan Brown will have an opportunity here against Mason Adams. Again, 30 and two-thirds innings pitch entering tonight and just 8 walks. Not a guy that allows too many free passes is Mason Adams. First pitch on the way. This one is lined in left field. That'll drop and be a base knock for Jordan Brown. And all of a sudden, the Hillcats now have found some offense. It's back-to-back base knocks for Lynchburg. Filia to second and Brown to first. So back-to-back singles, 2 on and 1 down, back to the top of the order now in Guy Lipscomb. Lipscomb, a pesky bat for sure in the lineup for Lynchburg. In the top 10 in batting average in the league at .288 entering today. Also in the stolen base category, second in the Carolina League with 34. If he gets on base, watch out. Adams will set, 2 on, 1 down, pitch delivered. Lipscomb will hack and miss for strike one, 0-1. On the leadoff batter, Lipscomb. Mason Adams, again, an innings eater out of the bullpen. More of a long relief guy, more of a guy that he's kind of waiting for his spot in the starting rotation. The Ballers, of course, have a plethora of pitching here from the White Sox system. 0-1, fastball is in there for a strike, 0-2 on Lipscomb. Mason Adams has certainly made his case known for sure. And he is worthy of a starting spot in the rotation. He's just kind of waiting for his spot to open up. 0-2 count, 1 down. Adams will set, pitch on the way. Lipscomb will take on a curveball low. 1-2 on Lipscomb. Tyrese Turner, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning. A 1-2 count on Guy Lipscomb. Mason Adams, in his first appearance here against Lynchburg, has pitched well against lefties. 1-2 lifted high and foul. Keep it at 1-2 on Lipscomb. Lefties only hitting 175 against Mason Adams. In fact, actually, is 7 of his 8 walks for Adams have come against righties. It's been a bit of an odd stretch here. As Adams will set, 1-2 pitch. Just a bit low, tried a breaking ball. Evens now a 2-2 on the leadoff batter, Lipscomb. Two-two count, Adams with a look at second. Filia's at second, at first is Jordan Brown. 2-2. Curveball just a bit outside, count will run full. Adams, you got to think, is a little frustrated here as he thought he had him with a breaking ball. Nonetheless, remains a 3-2 count. Adams sat down the first batter he saw since then. He's allowed 2 singles. 3-2 pitch on the way. This one's lifted high and foul by Lipscomb. Staying alive. Count remains 3-2. Tyrese Turner, second baseman's awaiting on deck. Top of the third inning. Ballers on top 2-0. They're out hitting Lynchburg 4-2. And what's been a good game for Kannapolis up to this point. Lynchburg trying to change the tides with a swing of the bat from Lipscomb. 3-2 count, 1 down. Adams will set, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams has his first of the night. It'll be Guy Lipscomb having a seat. Now for 2 down in this third inning. Tyrese Turner due up with 2 on. Lipscomb goes a swinging and missing. As he strikes out with 2 on, it's now 2 down in the frame. Tyrese Turner steps in. He struck out against Noah Schultz, who again tossed 2 very, very sharp innings. Pitch pinch on the way to Turner is inside and low. Move to a 1-0 count on the second baseman, Tyrese Turner. 0-1 on the night. On the week against the Kannapolis Cannonballers, batting .429 with 6 RBI. He has been one of the focal points of the offense this week. A 1-0 pitch is hacked and a miss for strike one. A 1-1 count now on Tyrese Turner. Wilfredo Antunez, right fielder, awaits on deck. As Mason Adams is 2 strikes away from getting out of the frame unscathed. 1-1 pitch. This one's fouled off the protective netting. Move to 1-2 on Tyrese Turner. Kannapolis in search of their fourth victory in their last five games. They only lost really on Wednesday here at Atrium Health Ballpark, 11-7, dropping the game against the Hillcats. 1-2. Just a bit inside. Adams trying to get the framework from Betancourt for the third strike. Count will run even, though, to 2-2. Wise work from Betancourt trying to frame the pitch. Ended up being just a bit too close for comfort, though. And Travis Brewer calls it inside. 2-2 count. Adams' pitch. This one is grounded towards second, and Sanchez can't get by it. It'll get into left for a base knock. It'll be a play at the plate coming in. Throw comes in from left. It's not in time. It'll be an RBI single for Tyrese Turner, of course. He adds his seventh RBI of the week. He's got a single. Felia will score. Brown will advance to second. It'll be two on still and two down with an RBI base knock. Lynchburg cuts into the lead. It's 2-1, and now Wilfredo Antunez will step in. Shortstop and Sanchez dove out for it, but he couldn't get there. So Antunez will have an opportunity to even the ball game at the very least with one swing of the bat. Pitch on the way from Adams. Swing and a miss on a 93-mile-an-hour heater. 0-1 is your count. Antunez in his first at-bat flew out into left field. Adams will take a peek at second. Here's the 0-1. Just a bit low and inside. Antunez wisely takes even now at 1-1. Wilfredo Antunez, one of the top prospects in the Guardians organization, and number 25 overall. One of three total top prospects of the Guardians on the Hillcats roster. And he pokes this one, one in the center. Jacob Burke after it makes a diving effort, but it's trapped. It'll be a base knock for Antunez. Scoring on the play is Brown, and to third goes Turner. And just like that, the Hillcats have evened things up in the frame. Turner to third, Antunez to first, but scoring is Jordan Brown, and it's a base knock for Antunez. Back-to-back singles, and this ballgame is evened up in this third inning. Two on still and two outs for Mike Coyado. So now Betancourt will come out and have a chat with Mason Adams, who has quickly allowed these two runners to score. And now Blake Hickman's going to come have his piece with Mason Adams and just kind of see what the deal is. As Adams got the quick fly out from Pastrano, and then singles from Felia, Brown, a strikeout of Lipscomb, and then Turner and Antunez get through to him. So Adams, who has two outs in the frame, but has allowed four hits and two runs to cross the plate for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Again, this is what the Hillcats do. They just kind of add a bunch of singles to the board and let their base running do the trick. Kind of a small ball approach, but it gets them victories for sure. Mason Adams has fallen victim to the Hillcats game. Coyado will step in, turns around and bats lefty for the first time tonight. He'll hack at the first pitch he sees and foul it off. 0-1 is your count. Coyado in his first at-bat, he grounded out to the third baseman Willits. But he was a righty bat at the time with the lefty Schultz on the mound. 0-1 count, two outs, top of the third inning. Adams will set in, now he steps off the rubber. And he needs a recheck of the sides from Betancourt. 0-1 count. Adams will set on the mound. Comes set, pitch on the way. Coyano with a broken bat liner down the line and right. It'll hook foul. It'll be a broken piece of lumber for Mike Coyano. And he'll have to grab a new piece of wood. And a 0-2 count with two outs. As he'll trade pieces of lumber with Jose Devers, who waits on deck. Another broken bat for the Break a Bat, Plant a Tree program here in Atrium Health Ballpark. If you break a bat, we're going to plant a tree, thanks to Mid-Atlantic Structioneers. 26 now on the year. Runner going on the 0-2. Coyado pokes this one into right. That's going to be trouble, and it'll land and be a base knock and more. Scoring will be Turner. Rounding third and hitting home on the play is none other than Antunez, and two more across the plate on an RBI double for Mike Coyotto. And just like that, the Hillcats have changed the tides of this one. It's an RBI double for Mike Coyotto, and Lynchburg on top now 4-2. So Mason Adams has run into some trouble in this third inning, and he's had some pretty solid outings. Hasn't really allowed too many runs to cross the plate on the season, but he runs into a tough opponent here in the Lynchburg Hillcats, who have just seemed to have his number this whole third inning. Two outs on the board as Devers' pitch is up and inside, a 1-0 count. Mason Adams currently sitting just below 30 pitches. He's at 27. We'll take a peek at second where Mike Coyotto is. 1-0 to Devers. Up the middle, a bit of a tough play for the shortstop. Sanchez has to hurry, but throw to first in time for the out. It'll be a 6-3 ground out for Jose Devers. Three outs are had, but the damage is done as the Hillcats put up four runs on five hits in this third inning, and they take the lead now 4-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. This series is just not stopped. It's been back and forth, stretches of offense for both sides. That'll send us into a break here at Atrium Health Ballpark. We'll be right back with the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. 4-2 Hillcats here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, just an inning ago, the Ballers were in a bit of a defense spot. Now they're trailing 4-2 to the Lynchburg Hillcats, who put up four runs on five hits. And that's half of the third inning. Yormán Gómez returns to the mound for inning number three of work. Bryce Willits, Jonaker Bencourt, Joanna Bill Laureano waiting on deck. First pitch to Willits is up and inside. A 1-0 count now on the third baseman, Bryce Willits. Again, Willits, Bencourt, and Laureano do up bottom of the third. Hillcats on top 4-2. And what's been a bit of a wild game so far. 1-0 on the way. Willits will check on the pitch, and he does not go around. No appeal on the check swing. Now they do, and doesn't matter. Trey Ward says, no, he didn't go around. A 2-0 count on Bryce Willits. 1-for-1 of the night with a single in the first inning. An RBI single for Willits. 2-0 count. Gomez's pitch inside. Count moves now 3-0 on Bryce Willits. Jonaker Bencourt awaiting on deck. He reached on a walk, did Bencourt. Willits had an RBI single earlier tonight. 3-0 count. Gomez is at 60 pitches currently. Pitch on the way to Willits. It's outside for ball four. It'll be a four-pitch walk issued. And Miss Casey Betty makes her face shown for the first time tonight. And she's going to grab the protective gear and sniff around. And she's supposed to grab the bat. But she's going to grab the protective sleeve for Bryce Willits. She's got the idea down. So Jonaker Bencourt will step in. Willits will reach on the walk. So Bencourt will stand in with an opportunity to put the Ballers back into the swing of things. First pitch on the way from Gomez. This one's outside. Five balls in a row to start this half inning. Willits with a good lead at first. He's now reached base twice tonight with a walk and that single in the first. A 1-0 count. Betancourt will set pitch on the way. This one is in there for a strike. 1-1 on the catcher from Termero, Venezuela, Yonaker Betancourt. He reached on a free pass from Yorman Gomez in that first inning. Gomez had 4 strikeouts, 2 innings. He's walked 2. Gomez will set in the 1-1. Pitch on the way. Betancourt takes up and away, 2-1. Yonaker Betancourt has got a little more playing time as of late, with Troy Klaunch landing on the injured list, as well as Luis Pineda missing some playing time thus far this week. Betancourt last night, 1-for-5 with an RBI, 2-1. He swings and misses into the mitt of the catcher, Felia, on the pitch from Gomez, 2-2. Joanabel Laureano, the left fielder, awaiting. Bottom of the third, a 2-2 count. Willits at first base with a good lead. Gomez set on the mound. Here's the 2-2. This one's grounded up the middle and gets through as the diving effort from Turner is not made. Willits is going to round second and head to third on the play. And sliding in safely, third is Willits. It's a base knock for Betancourt. Two on, nobody out, and Joanabel Laureano due up. So now Joanabel Laureano is going to have two on, and the runners on the corners and nobody out. So Laureano will get a turn against Gomez. Laureano's already 1-for-1 tonight with an RBI single back in the first inning. And with one swing of the bat, a ball into the gap could spell trouble. First pitch to Laureano is a curveball in there for a strike. 0-1 count on Joanabel. Both sides with 5 hits on the evening. Ballers with 2 less runs. It's 4-2 in this bottom of the third. Gomez sets. Here's the pitch. Just a bit low and outside. Evens at 1-1. Gomez at 95 miles an hour. And as mentioned, against Carolina his last time out, 4 innings, 7 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned, 2 walks, and 3 punch-outs. A 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Laureano goes after a pitch up at the zone. Now 1-2. Joanabel batting just 181 on the season. He does have 7 RBI, including the one earlier tonight. As now an arm getting loose down the line for Lynchburg. Could be Zachary Jacobs down the line for the Hillcats. A 1-2 count. Gomez will set. Pitch on the way. Lifted high and foul. It'll be a souvenir for someone. Perhaps on cannonball their way. 1-2 your count on Laureano. Elsewhere around in the Carolina League, we're keeping a close eye on a couple of these games for sure. End of the fourth in Carolina, the Mudcats lead 3-0 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers at 5 County Stadium. As a 1-2 from Gomez to Laureano, check swing. Laureano goes around on his home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. It'll be strike 3 and another punch out on the night for Yorman Gomez on pitch number 70 of his night. 2 on and 1 down for Javier Mora. So that's now 5 punch-outs for Yorman Gomez. Through now 2 1/3 innings. Bottom of the fourth in Fredericksburg where the Fred Nats host the Charleston River Dogs, and Charleston's on top 1-0 in that bottom of the fourth. Mora stands in with 2 on, pitch delivered. He'll sky this one high and foul, 0-1 on the second baseman, Mora. Bottom of the third, Myrtle Beach hosting Augusta. It's 5-4 Pelicans over the Augusta Green Jackets. Who, if you're a Ballers fan, you want to see Myrtle Beach drop some games. They've won 7 in a row. Have the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They're in first place now in the South Division. 0-1. Mora will chop this one into fair play. Third baseman Pastrano makes the play. He'll throw it home and get the tag out, but everyone else will move up on the play. So a smart play from Pastrano. The out is made at the plate for the retirement. And now it'll be 2 outs and 2 on. For Drake Logan. As the Bat Dog Miss Casey Benny will pick up the bat and do her Bat Dog duties. And in this bottom of the third inning, Miss Casey Benny's out there early tonight. Normally she doesn't make her appearance until the 6th or 7th inning at least. So Casey's out early tonight. Drake Logan will step in as Mora reaches on what could be a fielder's choice. Willits is retired on a 5-2 putout. First pitch to Logan is low, a 1-0 count. It's a 5-2 putout. Betancourt is at second. As Mora does reach on the fielder's choice, Willits is out at home. Betancourt moves to second, a 1-0 count. Gomez is 75th pitch of the night. Logan fouls it off straight back. A 1-1 count now on Drake Logan. He's 1-for-1 tonight. Had a multi-hit game in last night's affair against the Hillcats. 2-for-4 with a run scored, so he is 3-for-5 in his last now game and a half for the Ballers. 1-1. Gomez trying to get out of the frame. Here's the pitch. Logan will swing and miss on a curveball. Now 1-2. Logan absolutely crushing left-handed pitching. I was even talking to him a little bit. He says, man, I'm just seeing it really good against lefties. And seeing it good, he is. 563 against left-handed pitching. Compare that against righties, batting just 111. 1-2 count on the way from Gomez. On the outside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. And the frame is complete for the Lynchburg Hillcats as Drake Logan will sit down for the first time tonight via the punch-out. Three outs are had. That's six punch-outs tonight for Yorman Gomez. And we're a third of the way home here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail the Hillcats 4-2. We'll take a fast break. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Adams back on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this top of the fourth inning. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top 4-2 as Mason Adams returns his second inning of action. First pitch to Fascia is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count. The Lynchburg Hillcats sent a grand total of 8 to the plate. In that third inning, they scored 4 runs on 5 hits as Adams' 0-1 is up and inside to Fascia. 1-1 is your count. Fascia the DH, Pastrano the third baseman, and Bubba Felia the catcher await on deck. 1-1 from Adams. Curveball is placed in there perfectly for a strike. 1-2 on the DH, Fascia. Third baseman Jose Pastrano awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth, Ballers trailing 4-2 here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2, Adams' pitch. Grounded sharply towards short. Sanchez with a routine play. Picks it up, and a first he goes for the out. A 6-3 ground down. For Mason Adams on the mound, Fossey is down for the second time tonight, 0-2. One down now, and Jose Pastrano due up. Again, we're finishing up the Carolina League out-of-town scoreboard update here in the broadcast booth. As we were talking about, Myrtle Beach on top 5-4 over Augusta. First pitch to Pastrano is low, a 1-0 count. Bottom of the fourth in Delmarva, the Shorebirds host the Down East Wood Ducks in the Battle of the Birds. It's 4-3 Shorebirds. In the bottom of the fifth, Columbia on top 1-0 over the Salem Red Sox as the 1-0 is outside. Now 2-0 on Jose Pastrano. Columbia Fireflies have dropped quite a few games as of late. They were in first place, but they've lost 7 of their last 9 and have dropped down a second. As Pastrano skies the 2-0 into left field, Laureano takes a first step back, but he moves in now as this one towers and is grabbed in left for the out. Jose Pastrano is retired. He's 0 for 2 on the evening. Bubba Felia, catcher, will step in for the second time tonight. He's 1 for 1. Storylines around the Carolina League. The Mudcats up at Five County Stadium have lost now 3 in a row. Fredericksburg has taken all 3 against the River Dogs thus far this week. First pitch to Felia is low, a 1-0 count. Fredericksburg has won 13 of their last 14 in utter dominating fashion. They have shifted now to third place in the North Division after being in last and 10 games under 500. 1-0 to Felia is low, 2-0 is your count. Down East has taken over first place in the North Division. Meanwhile, the Shorebirds are just trying to stay alive in the North. They have fallen to now fourth place as a 2-0 is fouled off by Felia, 2-1. Myrtle Beach, the Pelicans have won 7 in a row, and the Green Jackets have lost 6 in a row. And no, they haven't played each other for those 6 games that Augusta has lost. Augusta is just not playing some good baseball right now. 2-1 is just a bit low and inside. Felia will move down to a 3-1 count. The Columbia Fireflies have dropped 7 of their last 9 and fallen out of first in the South. 3-1 is inside, ball 4. It'll be a walk with 2 outs in the inning for Mason Adams. Bubba Felia will take first base. He reaches base for the second time tonight. 9-hole batter in Jordan Brown due up. Jordan Brown singled back in the third inning. He also scored in the frame, helping the Hillcats get the offense going for sure. First pitch from Adams. This one is lined into center field. Jacob Burke quickly after him. Makes an effort on it, but the ball falls, and that'll be another run across the plate if they can get him. But the throw comes safely in from Burke, and Elko cuts it off. Stopping at third will be Felia. It's another base knock for Jordan Brown. It'll be a double off the bat of the left fielder, who now has a multi-hit game. The 9-hole batter, Jordan Brown, showing up and showing out now, a multi-hit game. Two on in scoring position. Top of the order, Guy Lipscomb due up. Lipscomb stands in with 2-1 and 2-out. And a big spot here for Lynchburg, who can add some insurance runs. Adam Sens pitch on the way. Lipscomb fouls it off. A 0-1 count on the center fielder, Guy Lipscomb. Lipscomb from Tupelo, Mississippi, a 22-year-old lefty bat, 6 foot, 295 pounds. Born March 11th of 2001 is Lipscomb. Batting 285 with 27 RBI, as now stepping off on the mound is Mason Adams. He'll reset the pitch clock with 2-on and 2-out in the frame. Adams trying to get out of the inning without allowing anything pass. 0-1 count, 2 down, Adams is offering. But inside, moved to now 1-1. Tyrese Turner, second baseman, awaiting on deck as the Hillcats have an arm getting loose down the line. Could be the end of the night for Yorman Gomez. 1-1 count, pitch on the way. Just a bit in there for a called strike, 1-2 on Lipscomb. One, two count, 2 outs, top of the fourth. As Lipscomb will call time, 1-2 count, and he falls behind. Lipscomb's 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout. Tyrese Turner, second baseman, awaiting on deck. Top of the fourth, ballers looking to get out of the inning. 1-2, in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Betancourt. We'll keep it at 1-2 and move it down 2-2. On Lipscomb. Mason Adams having to deal with some trouble here against the Lynchburg Hillcats. Lipscomb, the fifth-round pick by the Guardians out of Belmont. 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Mason Adams gets out of the inning without allowing a thing other than a couple of base knocks. Jordan Brown with a double and Felia with the walk. But other than that, Lipscomb strikes out for now the second time tonight. And it's a Scoreless inning for the Hillcats in top of the fourth. Bottom four headed your way after a short break of the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. It'll be Sanchez, Camaletti, and Burke when we return against a new arm for the Hillcats and the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Wilbur Sanchez, Mario Camaletti, Jacob Burke do up bottom of the fourth inning. Hillcats on top 4-2. A new arm on the bump for the Lynchburg Hillcats in this fourth inning as Sanchez grounds the first pitch he sees is short. Devers will field and fire to first for the out. Just like down a 6-3 groundout, Sanchez is retired. 1-for-2 on the night. It'll send things towards Mario Camaletti. New arm, 6'1", 170-pound, 21-year-old from San Dimas, California. It's Zachary Jacobs taking over on the mound for Lynchburg. Second arm used tonight in relief of Yorman Gomez. So Camaletti will stand in and have an opportunity against Zach Jacobs, the righty, 6'1", from San Dimas, California, a product of UC Riverside. First pitch is in there for a strike to Camaletti. He showed bunt but pulled it back. It did not matter. 0-1 is your count. Jacobs, a 18th round pick in 2022 by the Guardians. A one on the way, and Camaletti goes flailing out and misses. 0-2 now, as Jacobs on the season, 4-1 with a 4.28 ERA. This is appearance number 13 for him on the year. He has made one start. He has 42 strikeouts in 33 2/3 innings. He has a whip of 1.16. 0-2 in there, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Camaletti not a huge fan of the call at all. He's having a chat now with home plate umpire Travis Brewer and making his opinions known, as that'll be Camaletti's second strikeout of the night. Two outs and nobody on for Jacob Burke. So two down in the frame. Camaletti has sat down on a called strike three from Zach Jacobs. Jacobs pitching in the Complex League last year with the Guardians. Pitch on the way. Burke will check swing and goes around. A 0-1 count. He pitched last on the 1st of June against the Carolina Mudcats. He went 4 1/3. Gave up 4 runs on 7 hits. Struck out 3 in his outing. 0-1 on the way. Burke will flail and miss on the 0-1. Now 0-2. Tim Elko, first baseman, awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fourth, an 0-2 count, two down on Burke. He did reach base back in the first inning on a hit-by-pitch. He also stole a base and later scored in a single from Bryce Willits. Jacobs works from the wide, 0-2. Chop towards third, played by Pastrano, and on the run will throw across and make the play for the out. A 1-2-3 inning on the mound for Zach Jacobs, and that sends us into the fifth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It's 4-2 Hillcats over your Kannapolis Cannonballers. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Meet of the order due up for the Lynchburg Hillcats at the top of the fifth inning. Tyrese Turner, Wilfredo Antunia is in. Mike Coyano due up in the top of the fifth inning as Mason Adams returns for another inning of action. He'll take over for his third inning of work against Turner. And Antunia is in Coyano as this pitch is fouled off by Turner. 0-1 is your count. Adams through two innings has two strikeouts, but he has allowed four runs on six hits thus far from Lynchburg. He's allowed base runners in each of his previous two innings of work. In this frame, Adams looking for a quick innings work against the Hillcats. He's already at 47 pitches, looking to make it a little less per inning than in the past. Pitch on the way on the 0-1 is outside. A 1-1 count now on Tyrese Turner. Close call to the switch hitter, Tyrese Turner, who's already got a RBI base knock earlier in this one. Adams' pitch is up and inside on Turner. 2-1 now. On the Hillcats second baseman, Turner 1-for-2 with an RBI. He has a grand total of now 7 on the week against the Ballers. A 2-1 count, Adams' pitch. Spun in for a strike, 2-2. On the Hillcats second baseman, Antunia is awaiting on deck. Turner entering the ninth batting, 429. It's the second best number of any Hillcat that's made more than one appearance. 2-2 is lifted down the line. Foul on the left field line. It'll end up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area as a souvenir. Count will remain 2-2. Lexer Sadui in two games has batted .571 against the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Angel Hanau in three games has batted .429, and he has a night off tonight. Other than Hanau, Sadui, and Turner, everyone else has been relatively quiet. 2-2. Check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did, says home plate umpire and Travis Brewer. It'll be a swing and a miss strikeout for Mason Adams. He picks up another one on the night. One down in the frame, and he's now got three on the evening. One down in Wilfredo Antunez will step in. So Antunez will dig in for at-bat number three of the night. He's 1-for-2 and a single in the third with an RBI. And then a fly out into left field in the first thing against Schultz. First pitch on the way. Adams' fastball is in there for a strike. 0-1. Antunez with the red batting gloves. Doesn't exactly match the Hillcats' colors, nonetheless, as the 0-1 is bunt. Is hits off of Antunez, and it'll be an 0-2 count as the bunt hit off of himself. And now Pat Leland's going to come have a chat with the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer, and get a clarification on something. As the bunt from Antunez clearly hit in fair play and then a hit on Antunez. As he was just probably getting a clarification. And from our vantage point up here, it looked like a foul bunt. However, it could have landed in fair ground, and I think that's what Leland was arguing. 0-2 count, a one down. Top of the fifth, Adams' pitch. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Wilfredo Antunez is down on strikes, and now four on the evening for Mason Adams. All of them have been swing and a miss strikeouts. Two down. Nobody on for Mike Coyado. So Mason Adams has been in the same scenario each of his last two innings, it seems. He has certainly gotten two quick outs and then run into some trouble. Coyado steps in, first pitch. This one's line high and foul down the left field line. 0-1 on Coyado. 1-for-2 tonight with two RBI. As you look around as well in the White Sox minor league system, Charlotte Knights trailing big time to the Gwinnett Stripers down in Georgia, 8-0. 0-1 inside to Coyado, even at 1-1. The Birmingham Barons AA team up 4-1 over the Chattanooga Lookouts. Our buddy and Tommy Summer on the mound for the Barons. 1-1 from Adams. Put in a fair play on a swinging bunt. Betancourt will pick it up, and they're going to call it a fair ball, and Coyano is not aware of such. It's tag out for Betancourt. It's a rare 2-U put out. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Mason Adams on the mound. That'll send us into the bottom of the fifth. It's just what the doctor ordered for the righty. He gets a 1-2-3 inning. Bottom of the fifth headed your way after a short break on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Elko Willitson Betancourt due on bottom of the fifth inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers, who trail by two runs to the Lynchburg Hillcats. It's 4-2 Lynchburg here at Atrium Health Ballpark in a game that the Ballers need to get some offense going. They haven't really had much in the way of offense since the third inning, where Jonaker Betancourt picked up a single. They've had just one hit in their last two innings, as Jacobs will take over on the mound for inning number two of work. First pitch in there for a strike, 0-1 on Tim Elko. Again, Elko, Willits, and Betancourt. 0-for-2 in the night is Elko with a flyout and a strikeout. Pitch on the way from Jacobs on the 0-1 is low and outside. Moved to now even at 1-1. Elko against the righty arm of Jacobs. Against righties on the year, 3-0-4 with 9 homers. As the 1-1 is skied high and foul. Moved to 1-2. Elko's got 11 homers on the year, tops of anybody in the Carolina League. Still looking for his first one here against Lynchburg. He actually went a few weeks without having one, and he broke it back on Sunday a few minutes ago, as a 1-2 is in there, a lower part of the zone for a called strike three. Elko's not a fan, and he's kind of motioning where it is to the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. It's one down now, and Bryce Willits will step in. Elko not a fan of the strike zone. He thought it was a little bit low. But nonetheless, Willits will stand in. Jacobs has sat down all four batters he's faced and is outing out of the pen. First pitch to Willits is in there on the called strike, 0-1. 82-mile-an-hour breaking ball from Zach Jacobs. Willits 1-for-1 tonight. He reached on a walk last time up. First time against Jacobs here, as he fouls the 0-1 down the line. A close call. Almost had a base knock down the line. Nonetheless, count will move quickly to 0-2. Willits, the third baseman, Jonaker Betancourt awaiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth, an 0-2 count, one down. Ballers trail by two. Certainly can get into this ball game in a quick fashion. As Jacobs calling for a reset of the pitch clock, it seems. On the mound, looking to take his time. 0-2 pitch on the way. Swung and fouled off, straight back by Willits. Count remains 0-2. Ballers have five hits, Lynchburg with six. In the bottom of the fifth, 4-2 Lynchburg. Jacobs working, 0-2. This one's poked down the line, foul and left. Counted at 0-2 again. On Willits, batting .295 with seven homers. On the season, he had an RBI earlier tonight and a single that scored Jacob Burke. Betancourt, the catcher, awaiting on deck. 0-2 count, one down, bottom of the fifth. Here's the pitch from Jacobs. Low and outside, Willits wisely takes. 1-2 on the third baseman, Bryce Willits. One, two, Willits will poke this one towards second, a diving effort from Turner, and he makes the play for the out. It'll be an L4 off the bat of Bryce Willits, a hard hit liner, but it was right at the second baseman, Turner, who makes a sprawling grab. Two outs and nobody on, and Jonaker Betancourt is due up. Betancourt, the catcher, will stand in. He's one for one tonight, a single and a walk to his credit. As Jacobs' first pitch to Betancourt is in there for a strike, 0-1 on a Jonaker. Jacobs has seen five batters against Kannapolis tonight, and all five have been retired. 0-1 is a bit inside now, even at 1-1 on Betancourt. Laureano, the left fielder, waiting on deck. Bottom of the fifth, Ballers trail by two. Here on a wonderful Friday night at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1. In there for a called strike. 1-2. Jonaker Betancourt. And as the catcher, Joanna Bill Laureano, left fielder, awaiting. Bottom of the fifth, a 1-2 count, pitch delivered. Fastballed up and away. Now 2-2 on Jonaker. Two-two count. Jacobs working from the line on the way. In there for a call. Strike three. Ring him up. Got him looking. And that's three up, three down for the second inning in a row for Zach Jacobs. He's faced six batters and sat all six down. A good effort so far out of the pen from Zach Jacobs. That sends us into the sixth inning at H3 Health Ballpark. Ballers still trail by two. Fast break coming. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Jose Devers will lead it off in the top of the sixth inning for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Back for inning number four of work is Mason Adams. He's on the mound. First pitch delivered to Devers in there on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1 on the shortstop. Devers, Fascia, and Pastrano do up. In this top of the sixth, 4-2. Hillcats do lead. They could use some insurance runs in their minds, but Ballers look to thwart it. 0-1 grounded towards third. Willits cuts it and throws to first in time for the out. A 5-3 ground out. Jose Devers is retired. One down now, and Zach Fascia will step in. So Mason Adams has sat down five in a row on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers after running into a bit of a troublesome start to his night. Has certainly settled in as Fascia will have an opportunity against the righty Adams. Through three and a third, has four punch outs. He's at 60 pitches. On the way, Fascia will poke this one into left field. It's hooking foul. It'll end up in the Wayne Brothers picnic area as a souvenir. 0-1 on Fascia. Fascia is 0-2 tonight. A ground out last time up in the fourth inning. He flew out in the second inning to center fielder Jacob Burke. Adams on the mound working with a good pace. 0-1 count, one down. From the wind, here's the pitch. This one's low, blocked by the catcher in Betancourt. A 1-1 count due up on Fascia. Shifting to a nighttime ball game here at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-1 is lifted high and foul again by Fascia. 1-1 will move now to a 1-2 count on the DH. Jose Pastrano, third baseman, is awaiting on deck. Top of the sixth inning, Adams is 1-2. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher Betancourt. Check swing, he does not go around, says infield umpire and Trey Ward. 2-2 your count. Adams threw three and a third, has four punch outs on 65 pitches. Six hits, four runs. He's only walked one. It's been the base knocks. 2-2. Check swing. He goes around. Not a Betancourt will have to scoop it up and fire to first to confirm the out. It'll be a K2-3. The hook. Mason Adams has now five punch outs on the night. Two down and nobody on for Jose Pastrano. Lynchburg Hillcats tonight have done what they do, six hits, and of their six hits, just two of them are extra base hits, four singles and two doubles. Not a team that gets a lot of extra base hits, but they will add some base knocks here and there. Pastrano will stand in, the third baseman. 0-2 in the night with a pair of flyouts. First pitch up and away from Adams, 1-0. Mason Adams, the former Jacksonville Dolphin. He transferred to Jacksonville from Florida Southwestern State College, where he played 2 years for the Buccaneers. 1-0 is up and in, 2-0 is your count. He's a Florida boy just as I am. Adams from Okeechobee, Florida, which is just north of Lake Okeechobee. Down in the southern part of the state, 2-0 is just a bit outside. Count moves to 3-0. Okeechobee's not exactly South Florida like you think South Florida may be. In South Florida is basically anything that's, I'd consider it Palm Beach and South. 3-0 on the way. Just a bit low and inside. Ball four. Jose Pastrano will reach on a two-out free pass by Mason Adams. That's his second walk on the night. One on and two down for Bubba Filia. Bubba Filia will stand in for his second at-bat against Mason Adams. His third plate appearance, second at-bat. For the time being, he walked his last time up in the fourth. A couple of Floridians on the Ballers roster. Mason Adams, one of them. First pitch lifted high and foul by Filia. 0-1 is your count. Other Floridians, Eric Adler from Melbourne, Florida. And Tim Elko at first base from Lutz, Florida. Bunch of Floridians on the Ballers roster. Be sure to grab an issue of the June program if you're here at Atrium Health Ballpark. A little feature story on one of the Florida men, Tim Elko. 0-1 runner going. Pitch is low at the plate. It'll be a throw in a second from Betancourt, but it won't be in time, as in there safely at second is Jose Pastrano. He's got a stolen base and is in there now in scoring position for Pastrano. He picks up his first stolen base of the week. So runner on in scoring position. A 1-1 count on Filia. Jose Pastrano now only two stolen bases on the season. And a team that has a whole bunch of them. A 1-1 count, Adams' pitch. Swing and a miss, got him with a breaking ball. Now 1-2 on Filia. Nine-hole batter in Jordan Brown, who's been a pest at the plate. Awaiting on deck for the Kannapolis Cannonballers opponent, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Adams comes set. Runner on second is Pastrano with a good lead. 1-2 pitch on the way. In there, ring him up, got him looking called. Strike three, Mason Adams picks up another strikeout. About six on his night. He is sat down. Bubba Filio looking for the third out of the frame. Mason Adams picking up the strikeouts. Easy peasy. It's the third outing in his last six outings where he's gotten at least six punchouts. He's a strikeout machine, is Mason Adams. To the bottom of the sixth we go here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers trail 4-2 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll be right back after a quick break. Joanna Villariano is going to stand in here in this bottom of the sixth inning. The Ballers looking to get some offense brewing. They trail by two to the Lynchburg Hillcats. On the mound is Jacobs. His next pitch is delivered. It's outside, a 1-0 count on Loriano. Jacobs has seen six batters in his ninth, and he's retired all six in orderly fashion. Loriano batting sixth in the lineup as the 1-0 is outside. Now 2-0 on Loriano. Jacobs came in the fourth inning. Shut down three batters in a row, and then he's picked up a 1-2-3 inning of Elko, Willetson, Betancourt in the fifth. 2-0 to Loriano is outside. A 3-0 count now on the left fielder, Loriano. Mora and Logan to follow in this bottom of the sixth. Jacobs is 3-0 to Loriano, is inside, ball four, a four-pitch walk. And Joanna Loriano is on base for the second time tonight. He's got a walk to his name. And now Javier Mora will stand in with a runner on and nobody out. Javier Mora will stand in with a runner on, nobody out. Loriano's reached twice tonight. Mora's reached once via a fielder's choice. Jacobs' first pitch to Mora is fouled off straight back, 0-1. On Javier Mora, the second baseman. From San Felipe, Venezuela, is Javier Mora still searching for his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. He's got his first RBI at a sacrifice fly on Wednesday in the loss. 0-1 count. Jacobs working with the pitch clock. Here's the 0-1. Curveball in there for a strike, 0-2. Jacobs sneaks a slider in, it looks like. Off the arm. Count moves to 0-2 on Mora. Drake Logan awaiting on deck. As the Ballers in the bottom third of the order now with Mora and Logan, and Sanchez to follow if the inning continues. Jacobs taking his time, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Mora goes down, swing and a miss, and an upstairs fastball for strike three. One out in the frame with a runner on first and Drake Logan due up. So Drake Logan will step in for his first at-bat against a righty arm tonight. His first at-bat against a bullpen arm tonight, I should say, as Gomez on the bump for Lynchburg. Got the start and looked sharp. First pitch is just a bit low, a 1-0 count on Drake Logan. The right fielder, Logan, batting 170. on the night has done very well thus far. 1-0 count. Jacob sets. Pitch on the way, and the 1-0 is in there for a strike. 1-1. 1-1 count, one down, bottom of the sixth. At first base is Laureano reaching on a walk. Jacobs trying to thwart the baller's efforts. 1-1. Logan will chop this one towards third base. Going to be a tough play for Pastrano. The only out he'll have is at first, and that's not an out as it's an infield single. Drake Logan legs out a base knock in the infield, reaching second will be Laureano. It's a multi-hit game for the second nine in a row for Drake Logan. He's got two base hits on his evening as well as a stolen base, and the ballers now have the tying run at first base and the go-ahead run at home. It's Wilbur Sanchez stepping in. So Wilbur Sanchez will get an opportunity to provide a spark at the plate for the Ballers. They do call him La Chispa for a reason. Bottom of the sixth, Sanchez stands in with two on and one down. Pitch on the way from Jacobs. A curveball in there for a strike, 0-1 on Sanchez. He's 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a stolen base to his name. 0-1 count, bottom of the sixth. Hillcats on top, 4-2. Pleasure having you join us here on Valley Live. Dan Helody bringing you all the action. 0-1, Jacobs sets, pitch delivered. Sanchez checks, swings, and goes around. 0-2 now on Wilbur. Top of the order, and Mario Camiletti waiting on deck as the Ballers have an opportunity here against Jacobs, something they haven't had tonight against the bullpen, as Gomez, the starter for Lynchburg, did fairly well. And then Jacobs shut down the Ballers through his first two innings. Now he's running into some trouble in the third of his outing. 0-2 count. Look at second. Pitch on the way. This one's wide and snagged by the catcher, Felia. 1-2 now on Chispa. Zach Jacobs, as mentioned, a pretty high draft pick. The 18th round selection. One of 20 by the Guardians in 2022. Out of California Riverside. 1-2 count, one down. Sanchez stands in. Pitch on the way. Curveball just a bit outside. Evens at 2-2 on Chispa. Laureano at second, reached on a walk. Drake Logan at first base, legged out an infield single. And used every bit of that 6-4 frame to stretch and reach first base safely. 2-2 count. Jacobs comes set. Here's the pitch. Sanchez takes, that one's outside, and now the plot thickens, count runs full. Sanchez is 1-for-2 tonight, a single and a stolen base in the second inning. He had an RBI triple with three runs crossing the plate in last night's matchup. In his return to the Ballers uniform, this is his second game back since being called up to Winston-Salem. 3-2, check swing, Sanchez goes around, and it's a called third strike from home plate umpire Travis Brewer as Sanchez goes around on it. Zach Jacobs picks up his fifth strikeout of his outing. Two down, 2-1 still for Kannapolis, and he'll send it to the top of the order now in Mario Camiletti. Camiletti, the Carolina League leader in walks, so he has an opportunity here to help the Ballers' case in an inning where they really could use some offense. They're running out of time. They do trail by just two. But, of course, they would like to get back in front against the Lynchburg Hillcats. First pitch to Camiletti. A breaking ball is low. 1-0 your count on Mario. Carolina League leader in free passes is Mario Camiletti at 42 on the season. He was battling for a while with the former Lynchburg Hillcat, now a Lake County captain, Nate Furman. Former Charlotte 49er. A 1-0 breaking ball is in there for a strike. 1-1 on Mario. Jacobs has a lower 90s, upper 80s breaking ball, it seems. It looks like a changeup, perhaps. Even that would be a humming changeup. It's not his fastball. His fastball works mid-90s. A 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Camiletti takes. This one's low and outside. 2-1. Mario Camiletti, a Sterling Heights, Michigan native, a former Central Michigan Chippewa. A eighth round pick in 2022 by the White Sox. He's fifth all time in Central Michigan program history with 92 walks in his career. 2-1 on the way. Camilleri chops this one up the middle. Going to be a tough backhanded play for the second baseman. Flip to second, and he's out at second. Drake Logan is called out on a flip play by the second baseman, Turner. Out is recorded, so it's a 4-6 put out of Logan at the second base back. Camilleri grounds into a fielder's choice. So there's three outs. The Ballers can't get any more runs, and they trail still by two. Headed to the top of the seventh inning here on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Quick break. We'll be right back as the Lynchburg Hillcats still on top, 4-2. Here in Kannapolis.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Two up in the inning, top of the seventh inning. The Lynchburg Hillcats on top 4-2 over the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Mason Adams returns to the mound. First pitch of his seventh. This one's poked into left field. Joanna Bilariano after it on the run. Makes the grab for the out. One pitch and one out as Jordan Brown is finally retired for the first time tonight. He had two base knocks, a single and a double. And finally, Mason Adams says no more. And it's a fly out into left field for Jordan Brown. One down, and Guy Lipscomb, top of the order, will step in. Adams returns for his fifth inning of work. He's certainly eight innings for Kannapolis on the mound tonight. He allowed four runs in the third. Other than that, has kept Lynchburg off the scorebook. First pitch from Lipscomb's opponent, and Adams is low, 1-0 your count. Lipscomb in center field tonight for the Hillcats, alternating with Prince Kavanaugh for playing time, 1-0. Poked down the line high and deep down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. Drake Logan can't find it, and it lands down the line in fair ground, and it is out of here. Guy Lipscomb got a hold of a 1-0 count offering from Mason Adams, and that ball is lifted high and fair down the right field line. It's a solo shot for Guy Lipscomb, his first home run on the season for the Lynchburg Hillcats, and it makes it now a 5-2 ball game in this top of the seventh inning. So a solo shot for Lipscomb, and now Tyrese Turner will step in. 4 Lipscomb, it's his first home run of the season. He's definitely found his way on base. A stolen base threat as Turner gets a bunt down on the first pitch he sees. Willits can't hold it on a bit of a tough play. Tyrese Turner is going to reach base safely with one down in the frame, so he is at first. Going to be a tough play at third base for Willits, as we'll see what the call is. Wilfredo Antunez will stand in. One down in this top of the seventh. It's going to be a base hit for Tyrese Turner. So a base knock for the second baseman, Turner. That's now 8 hits on the night for Lynchburg. Adams' pitch to Antunez is in there for a strike. 0-1 is your count. Antunez, the right fielder, stepping in for another opportunity against Mason Adams as Turner lays down a bunt single in the infield, an 0-1 count. Adams sets. He'll check on the runner at first, and it's not in time. Still awaiting the 0-1. Mason Adams had 78 pitches currently on his night. 0-1 count, one down. Runner going on the 0-1 as Antunez will fly this one high and foul over my head here in the press box. 0-2. Your count on Antunez. Right fielder Wilfredo Antunez, a number 25 overall prospect in the Guardians organization. A very highly touted bat. Leads the team in triples. He's got three on the season. Does Antunez. An 0-2 count. Adams will set on the mound, taking his time. And he'll check on the runner at first again. This one's close, but it's not in time. Keeping a close eye on Tyrese Turner over there. Turner on the year is 10-4-12 in stolen bases. He's definitely got a very large lead at that first base bag. 0-2 from Adams. This one's low and blocked by Betancourt. Count will move to 1-2. Mike Coyotto, first baseman awaiting on deck. He's 1-for-3. Had a double back in the third inning as Mason Adams trying to get out of the inning after allowing the homer from Lipscomb. 1-2, runner going. This one's poked into left center field. That's going to drop and be a base knock and more for the Hillcats. Antunez will head to second. Running third and headed home is Tyrese Turner. The ball is finally retrieved, and Wilfredo Antunez is into third base safely. He's got another triple on his name. That's now four triples on the year for Wilfredo Antunez, scoring his Turner and making now a 6-2 game in favor of the Hillcats here in the seventh inning of action. So Wilfredo Antunez, who now has a multi-hit game, had a single back in the third inning. He adds a triple to his ledger for the night. And now Mike Coyotto will stand in as now bases will be occupied at third, and that's it. First pitch is low and inside to Coyotto, a 1-0 count on the first baseman. Infield will play in with Antunez at third. Coyotto will stand in, the RBI leader for Lynchburg. Adams is 1-0, is in there for a strike, 1-1 on Coyotto. 34 RBI on the year for the switch-hitting Mike Coyotto. He does lead the Lynchburg Hillcats. 1-1, this one's poked down the line, foul on the third base side. Willett's in pursuit. If he was in his normal fielding spot, probably would have got it, but it falls in foul ground. 1-2 is your count. One and two count, one down top of the seventh inning. 6-2 Hillcats as they add two more to the book here in this seventh inning. They have a 6-2 lead over the Ballers. They're out hitting Kannapolis 9-6 as well. Mason Adams sets. 1-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go around? No, he didn't, says infield umpire and Trey Ward. Count will move to 2-2. One down in the seventh inning. At third base is Antunez. At first is nobody. Coyotto, the first baseman's at the plate. Adams sets. 2-2. This one's poked into center field, and Jacob Burke's going to drift into left center field on the fly ball. It'll be a grab made, and throw will come in, but it won't nearly be in time. It'll be a sacrifice fly for Mike Coyotto, and he's now got three RBIs on his night. Make it now 35 on the season, as scoring will be on Antunez, making it 7-2 Lynchburg. They put up three more runs in the seventh inning. Two down and not a soul on the base paths for Jose Devers. So two down in the frame as Devers will stand in the shortstop. Adams working from the windup. Pitch on the way. Still going to miss. Count will move to 0-1 on Devers. One count. Adams is offering. This one is spun in for a strike. 0-2. Two count. Two down. Top of the seventh. Adams' pitch. This one's lined into center field right at Jacob Burke, who will make a sprawling effort, and he makes the grab for the out, and Mason Adams finally out of the frame as Jacob Burke lays out and makes the grab for the out. Three outs are had, but more damage is done as Lynchburg puts up three more runs in this top of the seventh. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. It's 7-2 Lynchburg here at Atrium Health Ballpark.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards.
When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Jacob Berkel standing in as the ballers now with a little bit more work to do. They trail by five here in this bottom of the seventh inning. They have nine outs to work with as the Lynchburg Hillcats have finding ways to get some offense rolling, as it'll be Burke, Elko, and Willett standing in against Zach Jacobs in his fourth inning of work. Pitch on the way. This one's corkscrewed towards first. Bit of a tough play for Coriato. A foot race to the bag, but it's won by Coriato. He steps on the bag for the out. Just like that, one pitch and one out. A 3-2 ground down as Miss Casey Betty's back in action here in this seventh inning, as one down and Tim Elko will stand in. Elko will stand in. He's 0-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. Ballers have just had a bit of a frustrating night tonight. They've had opportunities and they've put runners on. They just haven't been able to break through on the scoreboard, as Elko hacks and misses the first pitch from Jacobs. 0-1 is your count. One down in the frame. Bottom of the seventh, Jacobs in his fourth inning of work. Pitch on the way. Elko takes wisely a breaking ball outside. Count will move to 1-1. Elko playing first base tonight as the DH last night at a three-hit night. Definitely looked sharp. 1-1. Elko takes on a breaking ball low, 2-1. On the former Ole Miss Rebel. His OPS sitting at 900 on the season. That's pretty good, I guess. As a 2-1 count, Jacobs' pitch is outside, 3-1. Bryce Willett's third baseman waiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh, ballers trail by five. They're being out hit 9-6 by Lynchburg, 3-1. Low and inside, and ball four. Elko will extend his on-base streak at least. He will reach base for the first time tonight with a free pass. That'll be a grand total of one down in the frame, as where did McKaysey Betty go? She's out looking for, and she found a ball. She went into the dugout and grabbed a ball. Instead of bat dog duties, she went and grabbed a ball. She is still a puppy, and she still is in training, so we'll cut her a pass. As Elko reaches for the 16th game in a row at first base currently, Willits will stand in. First pitch fouled off, 0-1 is your count. 0-1 count, one down, bottom of the seventh. Willett's the third baseman tonight, 1-2. He has reached with a walk back in the fourth inning. 0-1 count, Elko at first. Jacobs is offering. Just a bit low and outside, a 1-1 count on Willett's. Ballers running out of time. They have eight outs to work with, essentially. They trail by five. Looking for some offense. This is the part of the order where they would get some offense. Elko, Willits, and Betancourt. Pitch on the way from Jacobs. This one's inside at 88 miles an hour. 2-1 on Willits. Jonaker Betancourt, catcher awaiting on deck. Bottom of the seventh, it's 7-2 Hillcats. Elko stands in. Jacobs will set on the mound, 2-1. Willits takes outside, 3-1. Willits extends his on-base streak to now four in a row with a single and a walk to his night. Ballers tonight have not had as much offensive firepower. It's been six singles on the board for Kannapolis. 3-1 count. Jacobs will work. Pitch delivered. Willits will hack and miss for strike two. He got a piece of it. It landed in the glove of Felia. Again, they had 19 hits last night, 16 singles. Pretty much the same story tonight. Six hits, all singles. 3-2 count. Pitch delivered. This one's towered high and foul by Bryce Willits. Count will stay put at 3-2, and we'll do it again. We'll get a look at the Carolina League scores tonight. As the Ballers trail 7-2 here in Kannapolis. Top of the eighth inning, Carolina leads 4-2 over the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. They're looking to snap their losing skid. Bottom of the seventh, Charleston. Talk about snapping a losing skid, looking to get the win over Fredericksburg as a 3-2 is popped up in the infield. After it on the left side is the third baseman Pastrano, but Devers makes the grab and will make the out for the third baseman Willits. So two down, runner stays on first. It's Elko, and Jonaker Betancourt will stand in. So Willits pops out with one on, and Betancourt will stand in against Zach Jacobs. As going out to have a chat will be the catcher in Felia to go over some signs with his arm. Bottom of the seventh, the Charleston Riverdogs on top 4-1 over the Fred Nats. It's a tight game in Augusta where the Green Jackets host the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's 7-7. Down at SRP Park, top of the eighth in Delmarva, the Shorebirds down big to the Down East Wood Ducks. It is 10-4. In favor of the Wood Ducks. And we have one final already tonight. The Columbia Fireflies finally break through and pick up another win. It is 1-0 in their victory over the Salem Red Sox tonight. Columbia moves to 31-24 on the season. They get a game back on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, at least for the time being. Elko at first. Betancourt will stand in. Jacobs working. He's at 55 pitches. First pitch is well inside to Betancourt. A 1-0 count on the Ballers catcher. Betancourt's 1-for-2 tonight. He reached on a walk in the first inning. He added a base knock in the third and a strikeout looking in the fifth. Jacobs is 1-0. Betancourt wanted to offer at him, but he didn't go around. 2-0 on to Betancourt. Rocket number 32 for the Ballers is Jonaker Betancourt. He's seen his playing time increase with the absence of Troy Klontsch. 2-0 count, two down, pitch on the way. This one's fouled off, straight back by Betancourt. Count is 2-1. Joanna Bill Laureano awaiting on deck in this bottom of the seventh. It's 7-2 Hillcats. Lynchburg looking to trade wins and losses with the victory tonight. Would make it an even series at 2-2. 2-1 on the way from Jacobs. This one's on the lower part of the zone for a called strike. 2-2 on at Jonaker Betancourt. Bit of a tougher strike zone tonight for Kannapolis and Lynchburg. Travis Brewer behind the dish tonight, calling balls and strikes in the field is Trey Ward. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch from Jacobs. This one is grounded sharply towards short. Back and playing is Devers from the grass. Will throw it over and makes the play for the out. A nice play from Jose Devers at the shortstop position. It's a 6-3 ground out for Jonaker Betancourt. And that's the third out of the seventh inning. We'll head to the eighth. Ballers still trailing here at Atrium Health Ballpark. It is 7-2. Lynchburg on top. Take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. It is 7-2 Lynchburg here in Kannapolis.
Yes.
Zach Fassia will send in and lead it off against a new arm on the mound for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. It's 6'3", 245-pound, 26-year-old, a 23rd-round pick in 2019 out of Greenwood, Indiana. It's Paulie Milto as the first pitch of Milto's nine is in there for a called strike. 0-1 is your count on Fassia. Fassia, Pastrano, and Felia do up in this top of the eighth inning. Ballers on the losing side currently 7-2. Looking to get back into this game are the Ballers. 0-1 is up and in on Fassia. 1-1 now as Fassia, Pastrano, and Felia do up. Fassia is 0-3 tonight, a strikeout last time up against Mason Adams, who put together a nice night despite running into some trouble in his third and seventh innings as this one's hacked and a miss. 1-2 is your count on Fassia. Paulie Milto, 0-1 with a 10.20 ERA on his year. And 1-2 count pitch deliver. This one is inside, and it looked like it got a piece of Fassia. And it'll be a hit-by pitch, so a runner on now, and nobody out for the Lynchburg Hillcats and HBP. And Jose Pastrano will stand in. So Paulie Milto in 15 innings, 17 strikeouts, but he's walked 10. Opponents batting 273 against the 26-year-old former Indiana Hoosier. He pitched back on Wednesday night in the loss, inning in two-thirds with a strikeout. First pitch to Pastrano is a bit low, a 1-0 count. Milto, the veteran of the staff, he's the oldest player on the Ballers roster at 26, a 23rd-round pick in 2019. He pitched a little bit in 2021 for the Ballers on technically a rehab assignment, as that pitch is inside a 2-0 count. He actually hasn't pitched since that outing. Those outings in 2021. Entering this season, he was injured all last season. 2-0 in there for a strike, 2-1. Was injured all season in 2022. Did not appear anywhere. A runner on, 2-1 count. Milto's pitch. Swinging a foul tip. Pastrano got a piece of it, but it lands foul. Count will move to 2-2 on the third baseman, Jose Pastrano. In the White Sox organization, top of the eighth, Gwinnett Stripers on top 9-2 over the Charlotte Knights down in Georgia. Bottom of the seventh, the Barons on top 4-1 over the Chattanooga Lookouts. Top of the fifth in Bowling Green, the Dash from Winston-Salem are tied with the Bowling Green Hot Rods 6-6 in the top of the fifth. 2-2 from Milto. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Pastrano goes down. Swing and a miss in. And a pitch from Paulie Milto. And that one is a strikeout on the board. Jose Pastrano is the first victim of the punch out for Milto. One down and a runner on for Bubba Felia. Of note tonight, the Barons, Double-A affiliate of the White Sox, are in the bottom of the seventh inning against the Chattanooga Lookouts. Pitch in there from Milto on a strike to Bubba Felia, 0-1. Our good buddy and Tommy Summer, a Cannonballer in 2022, is currently in the middle of a 6 2/3 inning outing for the Barons. 0-1 on the way. This one is outside. 1-1 now on Felia. Tommy Summer at 6 2/3 innings pitched for the Barons, and he's one out away from making it a seven-inning outing on the bump. Certainly has looked sharp thus far. Pitch on the way in the 1-1 to Felia. It's outside. Count will move to 2-1 on Felia. Tommy Summer currently at 83 pitches. He goes through seven innings of baseball. 70, it is 83 pitches through seven innings. That's pretty solid work from the lefty. 2-1 on the way. This one's low and outside. Now 3-1. Actually, Tommy Summer, a former Indiana Hoosier, pretty familiar, I'd imagine, with Paulie Milto on the mound currently for Kannapolis, who has dipped his ERA now below 10. 3-1. Still going to miss. Felia goes chasing up in the zone. 3-2. Felia now with a full count. Milto's ERA dips now to a 9.98. 3-2 on the way. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Paulie Milto picks up back-to-back punch-outs of Pastrano. And now Felia with a runner on. It's Fassia. So now two down and a runner on first and a hit-by pitch. Jordan Brown will stand in. Jordan Brown in the multi-hit game tonight. A single and a double. Pitch on the way is low and outside. 1-0 count on Jordan Brown, the left fielder. Top of the order, and Guy Lipscomb waiting on deck. Ballers trail by five as Brown fouls off the 1-0. A 1-1 count now on the left fielder, Jordan Brown. 7-2, Lynchburg on top. They're out hitting Kannapolis 9-6. The difference has been Lynchburg has put together four extra base hits, Kannapolis with none. 1-1. This one's grounded up the middle. Going to be a tough play. Sanchez can't get to it. It'll be a base knock for Jordan Brown. How about a three-hit night for the nine-hole batter in the left fielder, Jordan Brown? He's on base for the third time tonight. To second goes Fascia. It's a station-to-station base knock. Top of the order, two up. It's Guy Lipscomb. Guy Lipscomb will step in with two on and two out. Paulie Milto just looking to get out of the frame unscathed. He gets to two strikeouts of Pastrano and Felia. But then Brown continues the frame. And he's got two on. Top of the order, Lipscomb stands in. First pitch delivered. It's inside, a 1-0 count on Lipscomb. 1-for-4 tonight. He had a solo shot in the seventh inning. Down the line in right. One that hugged the foul pole, but it landed fair. And onto the concourse. 1-0 count, Milto's pitch. Low and inside, tried another one on the inside part of the plate. Didn't cross, 2-0. Guy Lipscomb, second in the Carolina League in stolen bases. Also in the top 10 in the league in average at .288. Certainly has found his way on base. 2-0 on the way. This one is in and out of the glove of Betancourt and is out of the strike zone. A 3-0 count on the Hillcats leadoff batter. Milto now one ball away from loading the bases. .30 count, two outs, top of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Inside corner for a called strike at 88 miles an hour. 3-1 on Guy Lipscomb. 28 RBIs, not too far behind Mike Coyato, the cleanup batter tonight for Lynchburg, who's actually in the top ranks in the Carolina League. Milto's 3-1 is hacked at and missed by Lipscomb. Swung out of his shoes and didn't get a piece of it. Count will run to 3-2. On deck is Tyrese Turner, the switch hitting second baseman, who has been a thorn in the baller's side all week. As Milto will get a pitch clock violation from Guy Lipscomb. He doesn't stand back into the batter's box on time. And it'll be a third strike as Milto gets the pitch clock violation on the strikeout. So a KPV in my book for the third out. And now Jordan Smith coming to have a chat with the home plate umpire. And they'll settle that mess. Bottom of the eighth inning, though, the Ballers will turn things around and hit. They have six outs to work with in this ball game, and they'll turn it over to the bottom of the eighth. And we return to the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Joanna Bill Laureano, Javier Mora, Drake Logan due up in the eighth inning here at Atrium Health Ballpark. The lefty Tomas Reyes takes over on the mound. The lefty 5'11 from San Antonio de Guerra, Dominican Republic, is the third arm used by the Hillcats tonight. First pitch to Laureano is up and away. A 1-0 count now on Laureano. Reyes listed at 5'11, 150-pound 23-year-old. The lefty takes over on the mound for Lynchburg. 1-0 in there for a strike now, 1-1 on Laureano. His last outing was back in the fourth against Carolina on Sunday. Inning in two-thirds, one hit and a walk. No strikeouts or runs allowed for Reyes. 1-1 in there on the inside corner for a strike now, 1-2. Reyes, the third arm used. He's 1-0 on the year with a 0 ERA. He earned his first victory in his debut appearance back on the 3rd of May against the Charleston River Dogs. And a bit of a tough matchup there, but he got it done. 1-2 count. Laureano stands in. Pitch delivered. Swing and a miss. Laureano goes down on strikes for the second time tonight. First punch out of the night for Tomas Reyes. The ballers now with 5 outs to work with, and they trail by 5. Javier Mora will stand in. Javier Mora, the San Felipe Venezuelan native, still hitless in his baller's tenure. Reached on a fielder's choice back in the third inning. He's also struck out twice tonight as this one's lined up the middle in the center for a base hit. And finally, Javier Mora has his first base knock as a Kannapolis Cannonballer. It's a one-out single in this bottom of the eighth inning. Javier Mora puts his hands to the heavens and says, thank goodness, finally has a base knock as it's a one-out single into center field. One on and one down for the lefty killer of Drake Logan. I call him the lefty killer because, my goodness, Drake Logan absolutely mashing against left-handed pitching. He's batting a grand total of 563 against left-handed pitching. Basically a 50-50 if he's going to reach base or not against lefty pitchers as Reyes will set on the mound. On the way is the offering. This one's up and inside. A 1-0 count on Drake Logan. 2-for-4. The run scored last night. He is 2-for-4. With a stolen base on the evening tonight against the Lynchburg Hillcats. A 1-0 count. Reyes will set. Pitch delivered. This one is outside. A 2-0 count on Drake Logan. The ballers with 7 hits tonight. All 7 have been singles on the evening for Kannapolis, whereas Lynchburg has 10 hits and 4 of those are extra base hits. 2-0 count. Reyes will set, pitch deliver. This one is lifted high and foul on a foul ball. Count will move to 2-1 on Drake Logan. Wilbur Sanchez, La Chispa, waiting on deck as a 2-1 count, one down. Bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers running out of time. If they want to make a comeback, they certainly can. They've been proven to pick up runs in bunches this week against Lynchburg. 2-1. Logan check swings and get a piece of it, did Drake Logan. It's a 2-2 count now on the California native Drake Logan. Wilbur Sanchez awaiting on deck against the lefty Tomas Reyes, who is the third arm used, as mentioned, by Lynchburg tonight. Zach Jacobs impresses in his innings out of the bullpen. Reyes in his ninth game with the Hillcats this year. Through 10 innings, has 7 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's allowed just 2 hits. 2-2 is low in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Felia. Count will run full. The base knock from Mora is just the third hit that Tomas Reyes has allowed all season in his short tenure here with the Hillcats. He has hit one batter. He's walked 4 in his short stint here with Lynchburg. 3-2 count, 1 down. Logan sets, pitch deliver. Swing and a miss. Goes after a fastball up in the zone and misses. Tomas Reyes with his second punch out of the evening. He gets Drake Logan down on strikes. One on and two down, and Wilbur Sanchez will stand in. Wilbur Sanchez will stand in. 1-for-3 on the night. He had a stolen base in the second inning. Him and Drake Logan snagging stolen bases in that second inning. The ballers had 2 runs in the first. But Lynchburg has scored 7 unanswered. First pitch on the way to Sanchez is inside, a 1-0 count on Wilbur. Shortstop tonight for the ballers. Sanchez played second last night. And his Ballers return after spending a couple of games of the Winston-Salem Dash. 1-0 on the way. Outside now 2-0. Sanchez was 0-for-7 at the plate with a pair of strikeouts in his time with the Dash. Reassigned back down here to Kannapolis to continue his development. Sanchez still a youngin', just 21 years of age. A 2-0 count. Pitch on the way from the lefty. Reyes is upstairs, 3-0. Sanchez has reached base once tonight. Certainly would like to reach base again. And set up 2-1 for Mario Camilletti. Seeming eerily similar to the second inning here. Runner gets on. Sanchez will stand in. 3-0 on the way. Sanchez will fake a swing. It doesn't matter. It's a called strike anyways. 3-1. He kind of half-heartedly strided forward. Almost like a slap hitter in softball. You see the stride forward from a slap hitter. Sanchez doesn't swing on it. 3-1. This one's up and away for ball four. It's a walk issued to Wilber Sanchez. He's on base for the second time tonight. And now this is eerily similar to that second inning. It is 2-1, and Mario Camilletti will stand in. He struck out last time in this situation. We'll see if he can turn things around on his night. He is 0-for-4. Sanchez at first base now on a free pass. At second is Mora. Reyes steps off on the mound. Two down, bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers with four outs to work with. They are running out of time, but Rome was not built in a day. And Kannapolis certainly can put runs up in bunches. Lefty-lefty matchup. Reyes's pitch is low and outside. A 1-0 count to Camilletti. Camilletti's average dipping to 235 on the season. As mentioned, he's 0-for-4. Is the DH. Jacob Burke waiting on deck. A 1-0 count with two down. Here is the pitch. Fastball on the inside corner for a strike. 1-1 on Mario Camilletti. DHing tonight. He can play second base. He's even played some third. As Mario Camilletti. He says his natural spot is usually second base. 1-1 count, Reyes sets, pitch delivered. This one is up in the inner part of the zone for a called strike. 2-1-2, Camilletti is not too thrilled. He's going to call time and recollect his thoughts, which probably aren't the super highest of thoughts of the home plate umpire tonight in Travis Brewer. Two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. 2-1 for the Ballers. Tomas Reyes with a 1-2 count, two down. He'll stand in on the bump. Takes a peek at second. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, a 2-2 count. Camilletti wisely takes. Camilletti currently is on a 7-game on-base streak. He's not reached base yet tonight. It is his season-long and on-base streak. Looking to see if he can extend it here in this eighth inning. A 2-2 count. Pitch on the way. Curveball low in the dirt. Blocked by Felia. Count will run full. Jacob Burke on deck. Certainly a spark on offense for the Ballers awaiting. Should Camilletti be able to reach? 3-2 count. Two outs. Bottom of the eighth. Phil Katz on top. 7-2. Ballers looking to rally. Reyes is offering. This one's fouled all over my head. Count will run full. Still on Camilletti. We'll do another one. Certainly an opportunity for Camilletti to continue this outing for Tomas Reyes. He's had 22 pitches already in just his first inning of work and anticipated probably a 3-2. Camilletti chops this one down the line at third. It's hooking, and it's a foul ball called by home plate umpire Travis Brewer. Mora already got to third. Camilletti definitely would have been safe at first, but picking it up at the third base line was Pastrano. So count remains 3-2 on Camilletti. We'll do another one at 3-2. This is the third iteration of this pitch. Looks like there is an arm that is going to get up and start to toss. Looks like Samuel Vasquez, perhaps. is going to go get a little bit loose down the line for Lynchburg. 3-2 count. Reyes on the bump. Here's the pitch to Camaletti. Up there in the inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. It's the third time Camaletti struck out tonight, and he's not too happy with the call. He's going to certainly take his time in removing his protective gear and make his opinions known of home plate umpire Travis Brewer. Nonetheless, that is three outs in the eighth inning. Two on for Lynchburg, but to no avail. The Ballers can't get any runs on the board, and that'll send things into the ninth. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live. To the ninth we go. Ballers trail 7-2 to the Lynchburg Hillcats.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully with Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, the Ballers will send a new arm to the bump for the ninth inning. It's the lefty Ben Butel, 6 foot, 165-pound, 23-year-old from Davenport, Iowa. Former Iowa Hawkeye as the side armor Butel. His first pitch to Tyrese Turner is hacked and missed for strike 1-0-1. Is your count of the Turner, Antunez, and Coyado due up. 0-1 count, Butel's 0-1. Is inside a 1-1 count now on Turner. As Ben Butel takes over on the bump, he is 0-0 with a 1.42 ERA. 1-1, your count on Turner. This one's chopped back at the middle. Butel stabs at it and makes the play. Underhands it to first for the out. Just like that, a 1-3 putout of Tyrese Turner is the first out of the ninth inning. Turner now is 2-for-3 on the nine. He has a multi-hit game in the book for Lynchburg, but he won't get the third hit as Butel makes a nice grab on the bump. Antunez will stand in with nobody on base and one down. Wilfredo Antunez, right fielder, with a multi-hit game and RBI triple in the seventh inning off of Mason Adams. As Butel's first pitch is spun in for a strike at 74 miles an hour. 0-1 your count on Wilfredo Antunez. 2-for-5 on the night. Pitch on the way. This one is outside. Move to now 1-1 on Antunez. 2-for-4, I should say, is the right fielder. He flew out of the first inning. He struck out swinging in the fifth. 1-1 on the way from the lefty. This one is popped up over my head. It'll hit the roof. Yep, heard the thud. 1-2 your count on Wilfredo Antunez. Mike Coyado, first baseman awaiting on deck. Top of the ninth inning. Lynchburg on top 7-2. Butel's offering is a curveball. Is just a bit inside at 74 miles an hour. 2-2 is the count now on Wilfredo Antunez. Butel 0-0 with a 1.35 ERA on the year. 6 1/3, 6 hits, 1 run as the swing and miss strikeout now underway for Wilfredo Antunez. Butel gets his first strikeout of the night. 2 down now, and Mike Coyado will stand in. Ben Butel allowed 1 run on 3 hits against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers back in the 4th on Sunday. 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. Pitch on the way to Coyado is low and inside, a 1-0 count. Butel has been sharp beyond that. 7 strikeouts, just the 1 walk. Pitch on the way from the lefty. This one's popped up in the Foul ground after it is Betancourt hustling, but he can't get there. It'll be a strike for Coyano. Betancourt, had he gotten a little bit more of a jump, probably would have been able to make the grab as he was about 4 feet away from making the stabbing effort at the little pop-out from Coyano. Nonetheless, a 1-1 count. Now on the first baseman for Lynchburg. Putel working from the line. Here's the 1-1. This one is just a bit low and outside, 2-1. Putel, the lefty from Davenport, Iowa, former Iowa Hawkeye. One of the better bullpen arms for the Hawkeyes in the Big Ten. 2-1 is skied into center field. Jacob Burke backtracking and will have it in his eyes, had it in his hands. Four out number three, a fly out into center. Three outs are now ahead. Mike Coyano is the third out. A 1-2-3 inning for Ben Butel on the bump. That'll send things into the bottom of the ninth here at HREM Health Ballpark. The Ballers trail 7-2, three outs to work with. We'll see if they can get through to the Lynchburg Hillcats pitching staff. Tomas Reyes will return. Jacob Burke, Tim Elko, Bryce Willits due up when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Oak Valley Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 704-754-5555. That's 704-754-5555. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call Oak Valley Medical Clinic now to qualify. 704-754-5555.
Well, the Ballers have 3 outs to work with, and they trail by 5 to the Lynchburg Hillcats. Bottom of the ninth, we go Jacob Burke, Tim Elko, Bryce Willits due up. The Ballers being out-hit 10-7 tonight against the Lynchburg Hillcats. It'll be Jacob Burke standing in against Tomas Reyes. He got 3 strikeouts in that eighth inning, but he allowed a single and a walk. So guys have been able to get through to Tomas Reyes, but Jacob Burke will stand in for another at-bat. He is 0-for-3 tonight with a run scored. Pitch is low and inside. 1-0 is your count as Reyes, in his second inning of work, he's at 25 pitches. Again, 0-for-3 with a run scored is Burke. Pitch on the way from the lefty, up and away. Now a 2-0 count. Again, the Ballers trail by 5. They put up over 5 runs in 2 different innings on both Tuesday night and last night. 2-0 on the way. Check swing. Did he go around? No, he didn't, says infield umpire in Trey Ward. 3-0 is your count. Excuse me, they put up 5 runs on Wednesday night and still lost. They put up 5 runs in last night's game and they won. Point being, 5 runs is not impossible for Kannapolis. 3-0. Party started for Jacob Burke. He'll take a free pass here to lead off the ninth inning. The first runner is on board. So one on and nobody out. And Tim Elko will get a chance to drive a run in. So Jacob Burke takes the patient approach and reaches base tonight for technically the second time. It'll get a free pass to extend his on-base streak for certain. As there was some discrepancy on if a hit-by-pitch counted. Doesn't matter now as he does pick up the walk, does Burke. First pitch on the way. Elko towers this one high and deep into center field. Looking up is Lipscomb, warning track wall. It's off the batter's eye and out of here. 12th homer on the year for Tim Elko, and he continues his Carolina League crown here in this 2023 season. a big-time home run, 108 miles an hour off the bat of Tim Elko. It's a two-run shot, and don't count the ballers out yet. It's 7-4 in the bottom of the ninth inning with nobody out. Bryce Willits will now stand in a three-run ball game with nobody out against the lefty Reyes. Well, Elko knows how to show up when needed. He's a little late to the party, probably, for Pat Leland. But Elko blasts a two-run homer, and now Willits will stand in. Reyes' first pitch is on the inside corner for a strike to Willits, 0-1. Elko is 12th homer on the year. He has two RBIs tonight. He jumps now to 44. Still leading the Carolina League. 0-1 is lifted high and foul down the third baseline by Willits. Count will move to 0-2 on Price. Again, Elko leading the Carolina League in RBI. He adds number 43 and 44 with one swing of the bat into center field. 0-2 count, pitch delivered. Curveball low and outside, 1-2. Willits will stand in. Jonaker Betancourt awaiting on deck as the lefty Reyes has now allowed his first runs of the year. 1-2 low and outside, and now the count will all of a sudden run even at 2-2. So Elko says we're not quite done yet against these Lynchburg Hillcats. 2-2 from Reyes. This one's poked in a shallow left field. Might be trouble. Backtracking as Devers on the run makes the grab for the out. A soft pop out in the shallow left for Bryce Willits as the shortstop Devers makes the play. He is a speedy little demon out there in the infield is Jose Devers. He makes the snag. One down, and Jonaker Betancourt will stand in. So Betancourt will get an opportunity. He is 1-for-3 tonight with a walk. Reyes' pitch, and Betancourt gets a piece of it. It's fouled off straight back, 0-1 on the catcher. ...0-1 count with one down, bottom of the ninth. Betancourt stands in, slightly open stance. 0-1 from Reyes, a curveball outside, now even out of 1-1. Joannaville Laureano is awaiting on deck as the ballers trail by three. Tying run is in the hole, technically. 1-1 on the way from the lefty. This one is fouled off. Looks like it got a piece of the catcher's mask in Felia. Count moves to 1-2. One, two count, one down. Reyes will set, pitch delivered. Lifted high and foul. It'll hit off the siding and land in the seating bowl. Heads up down there, as it's a souvenir for a fan in the first few rows of section 104. Betancourt stays alive with a 1-2 count. Fifth pitch of the at-bat, here it is. In there on the inside corner, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Betancourt, not a huge fan of the call. He will have a seat, that's two down in the frame. And now the last hope for the ballers is Joannaville Laureano. He'll stand in with nobody on base and two down. Laureano will stand in with two down in the frame. Pitch on the way from Reyes. Inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Ballers trail by three. The two-run homer from Tim Elko is the first run scored since the first inning for Kannapolis. 0-1 in the way. Laureano takes as this one buzzes his tower. Count will move to now even at 1-1. 2-1 count. Excuse me, a 1-1 count. On Laureano, a 1-1 offering. Reyes' pitch is a curveball. Now it's 2-1. As on the board, it said 2-1. Now it's 3-1, it says. It's a 2-1 count on Laureano. Awaiting on deck is Mora. 2-1 offering. Reyes will stand in. Here is the pitch. Laureano takes. It's now 3-1 as it looks like he got a piece of the hand of the home plate umpire in Travis Brewer. He will shake it off. 3-1 is your count. On Laureano. Reyes comes set. Favorable hitters count. Pitch delivered. Laureano swings and lifts this one high and foul. Count will run full. Javier Mora, second baseman, waiting on deck. Bottom of the ninth inning, Ballers trail by three. They're down to their final strike. Laureano looking to continue the game. Tomas Reyes looking for the save now. 3-2. Inside and low ball four. We're not done yet. Joinville Laureano reaches on a walk with two down in the frame. Javier Mora will look to continue the party here in this bottom of the ninth inning. One on and two down. Well, here's an interesting scenario, and I'll bring this up with some caution of the old broadcaster's curse. Should Mora reach base, Drake Logan awaiting on deck. As mentioned, Drake Logan kind of hits lefties pretty well. Mora will stand in. First pitch is up and in, but it's called a strike at the plate. Mora had to duck out of the way. Nonetheless, it is a called strike, and all the umpires in the seating bowl are not a huge fan of the call. 0-1 count, runner on first. Reyes on the bump, looking to get out of the inning and close it out for Lynchburg. 0-1 in the way. Mora will lift this one high and foul. And again, the Ballers down to their final strike in this bottom of the ninth inning. Mora did get a single in the eighth inning off of Reyes. This is his first hit as a Kannapolis Cannonballer in that eighth inning. 0-2 count, two outs, bottom of the ninth inning. Runner at first is Laureano. Tying runs on deck. 0-2 count. Reyes' pitch. Upstairs, 1-2. And we'll do another one for Javier Mora. Tying run is on deck. It's Drake Logan, who is the certified lefty obliterator in the line for the Ballers. 1-2 count. Reyes' pitch. Curveball is up and away. 2-2. Reyes seems to kind of tense up. He's got two strikes. This is the second at-bat in a row. He's had two strikes, and he's been one strike away from retiring the side and shutting the game down. But he can't seem to find the zone. A 2-2 count, pitch delivered. Mora stays alive and fouls this one off. Straight back, it'll end up on Cannonballer Way. Two-two count. There is an arm warming up down the line for the Lynchburg Hillcats, as the Cannonballers chant arises from the crowd, who is watching with intent. Laureano at first base, a 2-2 count on Mora. Reyes comes set, here's the 2-2. Up and inside, Mora ducks out of the way, and the count will run full. Javier Mora standing in and standing in with authority against Tomas Reyes. Reyes has now tossed 52 pitches in an inning and two-thirds of work. 3-2 count, two outs. Here's the pitch to Mora. This one's fouled off. We'll do another one. This is not good for the blood pressure if you're a Ballers fan here at Atrium Health Ballpark. As Laureano's at first, the Ballers desperately need to find a way to get Mora on base if they have any hope of continuing this game. A 3-2 count, two outs. Reyes's pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss. Down on strikes goes Mora. And this ball game is over as the Lynchburg Hillcats pick up their second win of the week. The Ballers fall tonight 7-4 to the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats. And this series is back even at 2-2 on the week. Well, that was a bit of a weird game, but we'll recap it all for you on the postgame show. We'll take a fast break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Lynchburg takes it tonight 7-4 here in Kannapolis.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
The only way to be your best self is with your best health. When you have a health partner who doesn't just treat part of you, they care for all of you. That's why more people prefer Atrium Health, because unrivaled care is easier, more accessible, and more complete than ever before, so that you can enjoy more of the moments you love. That's what it means to live meaningfully, to live joyfully, to live fully. With Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Kannapolis Cannonballers.
Well, Welcome back into the broadcast booth here high atop Atrium Health Ballpark as the Kannapolis Cannonballers did not find a way to get it done tonight against the Lynchburg Hillcats. 7-4 is your final score. The Hillcats take game four of this six-game set. It is now even at 2-2 on the week. These two sides have been battling it out, with Lynchburg getting the upper hand tonight. A 7-4 game. The difference comes in that seventh inning. They pick up the three runs. Had the Ballers not allowed those three runs, we would have been still playing, as it would have been 4-4. And we would have had ourselves another extra inning ball game, but the difference is that big inning in the seventh for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They out-hit Kannapolis 10-8. One error on the board for Lynchburg, none for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. As the win goes to Jacobs out of the bullpen, 5-1 now on the year. Mason Adams is the loser tonight, 1-3 on the year is Mason Adams. A couple notable performances for both sides before we send you on your way. A couple of big nights for the Ballers. Tim Elko, 1-4 with two runs batted in, and then 1-4 with an RBI for Bryce Willits. So 1-3 tonight with a run scored for Joannabelle Laureano. But the only multi-hit performance is Drake Logan, 2-4. It's his second multi-hit game in a row. And for Drake Logan, for the former Shelton State product, gets an extra base hit, a multi-hit game on his night. He's 2-4. There's only one extra base hit on the night for Kannapolis. It's Elko with a two-run blast in the ninth inning. They only muster the four runs in the game. Noah Schultz gets the start. He looked masterful. Six batters faced and six retired in two innings with one strikeout. He looked sharp as per normal. And then over to the bullpen, Mason Adams gets the loss. Five innings, nine hits, seven runs, all earned. Two walks and six punchouts for the righty. Paulie Milto comes in and gets a clean inning of work. One inning, one hit, and three punchouts. And then Ben Butel with one inning of work with one punchout out of the bullpen. On the other side, the Lynchburg Hillcats, they have a couple multi-hit performances. 2-5 nights for Turner and Antunez. Antunez with two RBI, one for Turner. Mike Coyado, 1-4 with a three RBI night on the evening for Lynchburg. The first baseman, Coyado, gets a double on the night as well. Antunez gets his fourth triple. He leads the team. But the three-hit night is Jordan Brown, the left fielder in the ninth spot for Lynchburg. 10 hits, they score seven RBI. A home run for Lipscomb as well in that seventh inning. Definitely changed the tides in that frame. So Lynchburg gets the better of the Ballers tonight with seven runs on 10 hits. Gomez, three innings, five hits, two runs, both earned, two walks and six punchouts. Jacobs gets the win. Four innings, one hit, no runs, two walks, five punchouts. And then Tomas Reyes, two innings, two hits, two runs, three walks, and five strikeouts. Time of game, 2 hours, 47 minutes. Over 2,600 Ballers fans packing Atrium Health Ballpark for tonight's matchup. Tomorrow, game five of six. Post-game fireworks on tap here at Atrium Health Ballpark. Hope you can come join us here this tomorrow evening as Peyton Paulette gets the start. 0-1 with a 3.25 ERA against the righty Alonzo Richardson for the Lynchburg Hillcats out of the Cleveland Guardians organization. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. Hope you can join us here at the ballpark. If you can't, be sure to tune in on the broadcast. I'll have the action for you on Valley Live, MILB.TV, and our two free audio streams. Dan Helody saying thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow. 7 o'clock first pitch. I'll leave you, as I always do. Speak in love. Love baseball. Stay blessed. And until next time, have a blast. Ballers fall short tonight, 7-4 to the Lynchburg Hillcats, but we'll do it again tomorrow, 7 o'clock first pitch. Hope to see you then here at the ballpark or on the broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your night.